It's Monday, August 26, 2024, and all hell is breaking loose. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be another incredibly informative transmission.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Important election in world history, and then it's 76. I keep saying 79. That was the last general election. 76 until Trump would be inaugurated, or they kill him, or they bring us into nuclear war with Russia.
Wer zu Lebzeit guter werden, wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us as we come to you live. It's 11 a.m. and 1 minute Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got an incredible four-hour transmission lined up for you today ahead of Owen Schroyer hosting the War Room at 3 p.m. Central today. All right. It's game time. Wow. I have got to cover all of this today. This is insane. We've got the fallout from RFK Jr. endorsing Trump that we broke last Tuesday, and the poll numbers in the scientific polls and the Democrats, their internal papers that are coming out admit this is true, are saying he's gotten a 5 to 10 point surge, Trump has, that has sent them into total and complete conniption fits. And we've got huge health freedom and how big pharma and big agra and big food are all one big poisonous conglomerate. That's the top story everywhere. We've got Tim Walz caught in giant new congenital liar lies. We've got Harris in at least three new big scandals. We have got Harris pledging to totally legalize all the illegal aliens and give them free everything, healthcare, medicine, education, let them vote. I mean, this is just all out in the open now. We've also got Harris saying that 220 million Americans died from COVID. That would be 2 out of 3 Americans being dead. It wasn't even a million, folks. And that was mainly for them not giving them health care and blocking therapeutics and sending them home to die. We also have Harris running TV ads saying she built a border wall. So first she's the border czar, then she wants open borders, then she was the border czar, and now she was the border czar and did an incredibly good job, she's saying. That's just over the top insane. The WEF says shock events and civil unrest coming. Martin Armstrong says we're looking at serious civil unrest. And I've confirmed through a lot of different high-level sources, including some of Trump's high-level security people, that major corporations, state, local, and the federal government, as well as other governments around the world, are preparing at a level never before seen for civil unrest, civil emergency, martial law, call it what you want. Tyranny by any other name is still tyranny, as William Shakespeare said, a rose is still a rose by any other name. But if you got a Drudge Report, you'd believe Harris is way ahead with all the fake polls that she's publishing and push polls that's been admitted to be fake. But they're trying to manage reality with that fraud. Another story is over the weekend that trended the top of X that, oh, they're going to replace J.D. Vance with RFK Jr. I called, talked to the campaign at a very high level, and they said that's absolutely not true. It's meant to undermine Trump and Vance and make people think that Trump doesn't like Vance because Vance is doing a great job. So just so many amazing things on that front. Trump announces chronic disease task force with RFK. Senator Cory Booker, Democrats hope to finally kill MAGA strain of Republican Party this election. And I had that last night but didn't get to it. I didn't see it on my list today. Guys, get that immediately. It's all over X. Senator Booker, Democrats hope to finally kill MAGA strain Republican Party. Well, the Republican Party being taken over by the populist and the Trump supporters and really the Tea Party is so easy to beat. Well, then why do you want to get rid of the strain? You know, it's not a strain. It is taking over. We are taking over, not just here, but around the world. And incumbents are being voted out no matter what political spectrum they're in because people are sick of it. Huge broadcast lineup today. You're the Paul Revere. Share those live feed links. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, they're all over the corporate news. The WEF and Klaus Schwab have come out. Our sources are confirming this is the plan. The deep state are planning a string of black swan events to try to bring in total tyranny. They want to create crises so they can pose as the saviors and our protectors through that. That is coming up in great detail when I start the second hour in 54 minutes from now. And then we have great filmmaker and journalist Jason Jones, who's been months in Gaza, months in Afghanistan, Maui, you name it, coming in to give us a boil down on what he's witnessed, a lot of exclusive clips of what really happened in Gaza, what's really been happening in Ukraine, what's really been happening just all over the world, and also in Afghanistan where he was during the fall of Afghanistan when Biden pulled out. We're on the three-year anniversary of that giant debacle now. And Biden went to one event in Arlington, looked at his watch dozens of times, and then walked off. Trump went to all the different events and comforted the grieving. And again, it's Biden on video calling the military dumb bastards and idiots to their faces and then saying Trump calls them dumb bastards with no witnesses. So these people are just beyond sick. That's coming up. Kamala is in a lot of different scandals right now on the back of her wanting prize controls. She's now openly proposed legalizing all the illegals, letting them vote, giving them free everything. And we've got clips and news on that. We've also got her saying 220 million Americans, that's 220 million died during COVID. That would be two out of three plus people dead. There's 340 million people in America, another 20 million illegals. And then you have 220 million gone. That is two-thirds at least dead. And, again, it wasn't even a million died. Most of them died from not being given health care and being sent home to die as the nurses partied and got drunk and had sex and did TikTok videos and Instagram videos. So we've got all of that. The CIA has not supposed to be involved domestically, but they have. They've endorsed Kamala Harris. That's all you need to know. RNC lawsuit claims Democrat hired seven times more Democrats than Republican poll watchers. Yeah, they cover up the windows. They drive in the trucks in the middle of the night. They stuff the ballot boxes. It's what they do. We've got all of that. We've got all the huge developments in the aftermath of the RFK endorsement of Trump. And I gave you a lot of exclusive first look news last week. I've got a lot of other inside intel from the Trump campaign. And I've got a lot of inside intel from the RFK Jr. campaign. And, you know, I've got all these sources. I tend to not even really use them much. But I've been like, why don't I... Since they're calling me, why don't I answer the phone and find out what's going on from their view? So that's what I've been doing. And you'll be seeing a lot more tomorrow's news today. Here, I've got a whole bunch of key stuff. Also, Elon Musk is really the ambassador now for the First Amendment globally, and they've arrested the head of Telegram for absolutely no reason in France, and now they're holding him. They've extended his detention, and they're openly saying in Brazil, the EU, Australia, they want to arrest Elon Musk, and the UK, of course, said anybody exposing the illegal aliens rioting will be put in jail for several years. That's the average sentence. It's about 22 months, under 2 years, some are longer. And now they're actually arresting people in other countries like Pakistan and extraditing them back to the UK. So That's all going on. There is just so much news today. We have more rhetoric from Democrats about killing the Trump movement. That's with Congressman Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker. We're going to be getting into all of that today and so much more. We have more whistleblowers on what really happened in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. We have just massive amounts of critical news and intel. We have the big FDA scandal where upwards of 50% of all their funding comes from big food producers and big pharma. And when RFK Jr. said that in his speech Friday with Trump and on Fox that day, they came up with a fact check saying actually only 47%, making themselves look like fools. And that's not even counting the revolving door where you have the heads of Big Agra, Big Pharma, literally a revolving door into the federal agencies, particularly the FDA, where everyone on the FDA leadership and boards is a former head of one of these big agri, GMO, or pharma companies. And they're all basically the same thing. They're interlocked. So FDA fact check of RFK Jr. claimed that 50% of his funding comes from big pharma backfires big time, or bigly. That's up on Infowars.com. Just ridiculous. But that's just the public money, not the junkets, not the trips, not the payments, not the revolving doors, not the bribery. I mean, you're talking 90% of the FDA, both public and secret funding. I mean, it's above that is from these big corporations. It is corruption never before seen. We hear about how Ukraine's corrupt or how Mexico's corrupt. But in America, if you're low level, have a crooked toenail, they throw you in prison. Or if you're a Republican. Or they claim you have a crooked toenail. Or that you didn't, you know, brush your teeth properly. Didn't use your mouthwash. Didn't make your bed. Now, that's a decade in prison. But for the Democrats, with their insider trading and all of it, it is just absolutely over the top. And then you've got the rhinos, who are basically Democrats. They are all involved in insider trading as well. That's why you see their wealth skyrocket, whereas the real Republicans, the good Republicans, go to Congress and their wealth doesn't go up. In many cases, like Trump, it goes down. So we've got all of that. And then I've got a stack of news that I meant to cover Sunday, but I want to print some more studies because I remember all these studies. I don't want to just hit these few new ones that came out. Left-wing extremism linked to psychopathic behavior and narcissism, major study shows. They're also 7 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely to lie. And there's other big studies out on just how incredibly unhappy they are and how mentally ill they are and how they 3-to-1 have more mental diagnoses than conservatives or populists or Christians. They're just a mess. I noticed when I posted a few studies this weekend, the left went ape over them. So, guys, print me some more articles. I've been in the UK, Europe, the US, Canada, Australia. I see them all the time. And the numbers are usually about the same. Liberals, leftists, more likely to steal. That'll pull up a bunch of studies. Leftists more likely to not give to charity. That's another one. Leftists more likely to lie. And just print those for me, because I've got 3 or 4 of them here, but I wanted to just get a whole big juicy stack when we get to that. They're also really trying to hype the bird flu, and a lot of top experts believe, and know it's come out, that Gates and his groups, like Peter Daszak, have weaponized bird flu and are waiting to release it. That's why they've hyped all of this up. Fauci's recovering from West Nile. Virus infection is extremely rare. Sounds like a psyop. To me, that is just some of what is coming up today. I will detail all of this and a lot more, like one more giant whopper by pathological liar Tim Walz, falsely claimed he was named Outstanding Young Nebraskan by the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. Never happened, never given any award, 100% lie. Imagine if I got up here and said, I got Outstanding Young Person of the Year award. And then you went and checked and it wasn't true. You're like, this guy's a liar. Or if I said, I had the top ratings for 2 years straight for talk radio in Austin, my first 2 years on talk radio, and I won Best of Austin twice in a row in the newspaper poll. Now, that's all true. But imagine you go look that up and I had low ratings. You'd say, that guy's a damn liar. and you shouldn't listen to me. But it's not just all the stolen valor. It's not just Tampon Tim. It's not just him pushing to take kids away from their parents and cut their genitals off. It's not that he's a communist Chinese spy. The man is a total fraud, which is why they love him. I mean, the only person I know that lies more about his accomplishments is Joe Biden. I graduated top of my class. Graduated the lower 10%. Just everything is a lie. His son, Bo, died in combat. Not true. Lies, 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 lies. And they just want to condition us to accept that they lie like this and that we just go along with it. No, it's time to not go along with these liars. Remember Trump's CIA head that worked against him but lied to his face? Famously saying, oh, you know, we're not supposed to lie. George Washington, don't chop down the cherry tree. But I was trained at the CIA, he said, and we are trained to lie to the American people. Ha, 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 ha. Well, now the CIA has endorsed Kamala Harris. So that's something else as well. So I really can't decide what the top story is here other than what I'm going to cover next hour, that they're definitely gearing up for civil unrest and martial law. They're all over the news saying it's coming, and the Democrats say they're going to have civil war, and I could play a dozens of them in the last month saying it, and we've got Cory Booker saying time to kill the Trump movement. Imagine if Trump used that rhetoric. But that really is it with 70 days or 69 days to the election. They are planning something really big, but I'm going to get to that later. Let's go ahead and let's go to Kamala Harris saying 220 million Americans. That's if you're a household of three people, that means two of you died. So if there's daddy and mommy and the daughter, that means daddy and the daughter died and mommy's left. Or if there's, grandpa and grandma and they have a son, that means grandpa and grandma die and the son's left. That means, now, even if you don't know the population of the U.S., it's 350 million. Count the illegals, about 360 or more. But that's two-thirds. Two-thirds of America did not die. Their number's over a million, and that's fudged. And the average person had, 3.7 morbidities, comorbidities, meaning things like cancer, liver failure, heart disease, autoimmune serious disorders. So is 220 million different than 1 million? Let me think here. Do, 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 do. Yeah, it's pure crap. And then, of course, she's now running ads that even ABC, one of the worst outlets out there, admitted is just preposterous with Trump's border wall in it, saying she did a great job on the border. And again, remember, first, she's the greatest border czar ever, and the border wasn't a problem. Then 3 weeks ago, she was not the border czar. And then a week ago, she did a great job, they said, at the DNC in Chicago. And now she's the border czar again and did a superlative job. Play clip one and eight back-to-back.
We're in the middle of a crisis caused by this pandemic that is a public health crisis. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
We are in the midst of a public health epidemic that has taken the lives of over 220 million Americans in just the last several months.
But if you take a look at that ad, one thing that I found striking is if you look, and I think we have the images here, there are at least three points in that ad that show the border wall, Donald Trump's border wall. Is it now the position of the Democrats that they favor the border wall?
She's trying to steal everything Trump did. And again, if you believe, and I meant to send this to you, it's only 30 seconds long. I posted it last night on X. It's a 30-second ad about her and tips. And it's something our audience all knows, but it's a great video to share. Just 30 seconds long, where it shows all the Wall Street Journal, New York Times headlines that she attacked service employees and specifically targeted tips in the bill and in her statements, and she quarterbacked it. And now she's going to get rid of all your taxes on tips. Do you believe anything comes out of the mouth of a liar? Other than she says she'll open the border and let illegals vote, they already are, and give them everything free. That's true because they want them here as their new voting class. But just insane. And if you're a new viewer or radio listener, you didn't see it, play that Kamala clip. Play it clip one more. play clip one more time, because it's at two different events, and we found news articles where she told newspapers the same thing, that 220 million. It's not like she got up and said 220 million one time. She ran around everywhere saying two-thirds of America died. That means you'd have one-third as much traffic. That means you'd go to the mall and be totally empty. I mean, because I know some Americans don't know that that's not true. They probably think it's real. Kind of like when the head of the Department of Commerce got asked last week, well, hey, you lied about 818,000 jobs and falsified it, and your Bureau of Statistics and Labor says that's fake. She goes, I don't even know what that agency is. And, you know, I thought about it. I think she just gaslit people. I don't think she's that stupid. Again, there's 350 million people. So if 220 million died, that is two-thirds or more. I know, I just can't believe it. I just, it's insane. Here she is one more time.
We're in the middle of a crisis caused by this pandemic that is a public health crisis. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
We are in the midst of a public health epidemic that has taken the lives of over 220 million Americans in just the last several months.
But if you take a look at
that. By the way, that's good. We're not going to play the other one. Okay, so. But I remember the British government and other people in our government kept exaggerating the number two. I think that was a PSYOP test. Because I pick up on these things. Just like I said 3 weeks ago, they're advertising that Taylor Swift was going to be at the Michigan event. People said, where's your proof? And I said, I'm looking at the comments. People there, they're pissed off. They were told Taylor Swift would be there. And then last week, they had thousands of influencers like Don Lemon say that Taylor Swift and Beyonce and a bunch of other people would be there, and they all got pissed because everybody was leaving the nights before, so they told them that. See, I pick up on this stuff, and I know you do as well. But I don't just say these things. People are like, there's no way they lied and said that. Well, they just did it last week in front of everybody. They're like, oh, it worked in Michigan. Let's do it again on a bigger scale. But instead of having little influencers do it, giving it a few days to spread, I saw, oh, she's going to be there. She's going to be the running mate, not Walls. Oh, Taylor Swift's going to be there. And it's like blue and on stuff. It's the exact same thing where these rumors go out, like the QAnon thing of, oh, Trump on January 20th, 2020, you know, they're going to execute Biden on the stage and Trump's going to be there. And it's the CIA, folks. And they do the exact same thing. Oh, Taylor Swift and Beyonce is going to be there. It's blue and on crap. And now they admitted 2 weeks ago, thousands of fake news articles a week flooding Yahoo, Google, and digital newspapers where it looks like an article. It is an article. And way on the bottom, it says this is paid for ad. People don't see that, 99%. And so they see these fake polls and fake numbers and fake reports, and people believe that. Even a lot of conservatives go, well, I love Trump, but he can't win, man. All these articles say she's ahead in the polls. You go to the real polls, the real scientific polling agencies, Democrats, again, think you're stupid. So they'll talk in their own industry publications, oh, my God, we're panicking. She's way behind. What are we going to do? She's an idiot. Obama doesn't think she can win. But on the news, you got a Drudge Report that's total, you know, bought and sold to the Democrats, you know, PR. You get this, oh, you'd think her crap didn't stink. Okay, let's move now into the First Amendment. There's a bunch of these. Here's Elon Musk on Bill Maher talking about the First Amendment and free speech. Here it is.
I think a lot of people thought when you bought Twitter that this is kind of an outlier. Like, how does this, what doesn't fit with these other things you're doing? I never thought that. Because I think you're dealing with big civilizational issues and problems, and I was right on your page. I think Twitter is one of them. I mean, you have talked about this woke mind virus.
Yes.
In really apocalyptic terms. Yes. You should explain why you don't think it's hyperbole to say things like it's pushing civilization towards suicide. First of all, what is the woke mind virus? And if we don't deal with this, nothing else can get done. Tell me why you think that.
Yeah, so, I think we need to be very cautious about anything that is anti-meritocratic, and anything that is, that results in the suppression of free speech. So, you know, those are two of the aspects of the woke mind virus that I think are very dangerous, is that it's often anti-meritocratic. You can't question things. Even the questioning is bad. So, another way to, almost synonymous would be cancel culture. And obviously people have tried to cancel you many times.
Many times.
Yeah. I mean,
every week.
Yeah.
From left and right. I've had it from both sides.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. People, you and I are both like in that little group of people. Maybe it's a bigger group now.
Yeah.
Who are called conservative, who haven't really changed.
Right.
I don't think of you as a conservative.
I'm definitely, yeah, like, I at least think of myself as a moderate, I mean, at least I've spent a massive amount of my life energy building sustainable energy, electric
yes.
vehicles and batteries and solar and stuff, to help save the environment. That's not a, you know.
No.
It's not exactly far right.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think we need to push back.
Yep, that's what Tim Walz wants to do, a hardcore Maoist. He wants your free speech, and that's why they're targeting Trump, they're targeting Tucker, they're targeting me. They're targeting anybody that will tell the truth and call these liars out, because the only way their lies succeed is if there isn't somebody there to remind you of just 3 weeks ago, she was not the border czar, and it was a conspiracy theory, that the DNC, she was the greatest border czar ever and totally shut down the border, and now she built the border wall. I mean, this is just insane. Now, I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and talk about the giant seismic shift with RFK Jr. It's even bigger than I thought, and this is absolutely panicking the system. They will strike back, and that's why Klaus Schwab and all of them are hyping up major destabilization and major black swan events. So that's coming up. An era of shock events, says the WEF. And that ties in with my other stack of news on that. But before we go to break, we have KEPM.com/gold, the best gold and silver company, the best prices. They're great. That's an investment. That's to protect yourself. This is not that. This is a fundraiser to keep us on air. It's a beautiful little piece of art that I did with a hologram on it and a little gold bar in it. It costs us about $10 to make these, and we're selling them for $99 as a memento and a fundraiser. We need to sell some items that have a big markup because we're not bringing in enough money to stay on the air. We're barely in the black. I need your support. We are in battle. We're hard fought. This is for folks that want to go the extra mile, want to have a historic memento to know you are literally a Paul Revere. When you do this, it's so critical. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a discount if you get two. It is a fundraiser. There's a limited amount, a few thousand of these left, but we need the funds to fund the operation. Exclusive InfoWars limited edition, proprietary 24 karat, 0.999 pure gold collectible. It's a piece of art. It's got my signature on it. Digitally. It's all there. It's in the hologram. It's a fun thing to hand down to your children and know you fought for the Republic at such a critical time. So get the collectible Alex Jones collectible at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the wolf chasing the sheep on there. Some of them, and on the front, it's got the sheepdog chasing the wolf. InfoWars Republic Defense. Defend the Republic. Keep InfoWars in the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the limited collectible now. Just like on NPR, they give you a coffee mug for $100. It costs them $7. It's the same thing, but we don't get taxpayer money. We're funded by you. Please take action now and get the gold card at InfoWarsStore.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Tweeted because I've got my phone in my hand. But
they're
doing
not
the show.
Stop. It is gonna. They're not gonna stop before election.
But ask you to retweet this at the top of InfoWars right now, or the top of X. We'll also post it on InfoWars.com. Let's play a little bit more of this.
Evil minds that love abortion, God and healthcare reproduction. Streets, the flags are burning. American hearts are now deserting. Projecting hatred to mankind. Lord, open their brainwashed minds. How long, James?
that powerful song, War Pigs. Just like witches at black masses. That's right, the generals gather in their masses. Just like witches at black masses. Sorcerers of death construction. Man, the art, the style, the smarts of patriots is a trillion times stronger than that of the left. Good job to the Dilly meme team. That's posted on Real Alex Jones at X. I suggest you share it. All right, I want to just give you the backdrop of this. I'm going to get more into this next hour with the global tyranny that's unfolding and how they plan civil unrest in their own words. France extends detention of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov for questioning. He's done nothing. He has a competitor to X, to Twitter. It's one of the biggest competitors out there that's independent. And they've arrested him, and they want to arrest Elon Musk. So remember that with the backdrop of what we're about to cover. Here is Senator Cory Booker on national television, State of the Union, yesterday, talking about killing the MAGA strain. Here it is.
I mean, she's the incumbent vice president. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. How can Democrats talk about a new chapter turning the page? You guys are the ones writing the book.
Well, you know that that's not true, Jay, because you know politics like I do. Right now, we see the MAGA Republicans in Congress killing all kind of pragmatic policies that we need to get done. On the most contentious issue, we had a bipartisan deal settled on by Senator Lankford, a right-wing Republican, and Chris Murphy, a blue state Democrat. And what killed that deal, what killed the pragmatic progress, wasn't the sensible Republicans, but really people that were kowtowing to Donald Trump. His influence is egregious and incredible. From his appointment of three people to the Supreme Court that are now rolling back the most fundamental of our rights and freedoms, like bodily autonomy and reproductive rights. So to say that the MAGA Republicans are not still undermining common sense, pragmatic, sensible politics is just wrong. And what I know this election can do is finally kill that strain of the Republican Party in a way that I think helps the pragmatic Republicans come back. I'm one big believer. We get a lot more bipartisan work done than people realize.
Imagine if Trump said we've got to kill the Democratic Party. Now, why do they want that strain killed if it's so weak? Now, they know it's strong. He basically admitted that. Now, of course, J.D. Vance said he would not support a federal ban, but it's unconstitutional on abortion. It goes to the states. That's where Trump stands. Same thing. Ron Paul supports that position. That's constitutional. Also, radical, strange, weird, they're the ones that open the border up for the biggest human trafficking, including children, in world history. So these guys are very, very dangerous. Now, Gavin Newsom this weekend, the governor of the destroyed state, the wonderful former fabulous state of California, so sad, he went on a podcast and laughed at his constituency, and, well, you'll see the clip in a moment, and just said, yeah, it's pretty weird how they just installed her. She didn't get any votes. But I was told to say this is all completely normal. So it's an open joke that she didn't get one vote in the primaries. She got as many votes as I did, as many votes as Ronald McDonald. And they stole the election in 2020. They tried to steal it and did mitigate the big landslide in 2022. They've been engaged in all this fraud. They've tried to arrest and have much of their political opposition and lawfare and persecution. You see what they've done to Trump. And then they rigged the primaries for Biden. And then he disappears in a medical emergency for almost 8 days, pops out all stumbling around on the tarmac. They say, why'd you step down? Why are you out of the race? He says, I'm not. Stumbles off. Days later, okay, I am. Took him 10 days. Then Pelosi admits the letter was fake. He didn't put it out. I told you it was fake. Wasn't on letterhead. Wasn't even his signature. They didn't even care to get a good fake of Biden. They could have done a stamp of it. They don't care. This is a coup. A coup over America. We're inside the coup. It's not coming. It's here. And here's Patrick Bateman 2.0 laughing about it.
There's an intangible. It's different.
How are you feeling about the switch?
I mean, the switch.
Now, we went through a very open process and a very inclusive process. It was bottom up. I don't know if you know that. Yes, that's what I've been told to say.
Yes, it was, it was a blitz primary, I believe that's what they called it.
It's a very, very fast blitz. I think it was a blink primary, so we saw that.
Oh, a 30-minute convention, you know, between a tweet and another tweet.
It's amazing how it happened.
Yeah, it's been amazing. But it is, what is amazing is how unified everybody is. I mean, it's next level.
So,
what's going to really unify people, and it's already happening, and I want you to listen very carefully to me. I know I talk a lot, but this is all important, but this is really important. I got told Tuesday, as you know, that RFK was going to endorse Trump on Friday. It wasn't going to be in L.A., but then Trump invited him to his rally, so it moved to Arizona. And people thought I was making that up. Of course, I wasn't making it up. And of course, it happened like I said. And I thought it would be seismic and give Trump at least 6 points. Well, the deep state's panicking, and they're saying it's even bigger, and they don't know what to do. And the fact that whether you're Christian, conservative, a populist, a liberal, people know we're sick. They know we're dying. They know our children are in deep trouble. They know we're the most unhealthy country in the world, and this is being done by design. It came out last week that the feds know fluoride lowers IQ. It gives you cancer and infertility. So you talk about unifying. We should love our children, as Kennedy said, more than we like to hate each other. And it is causing a huge exodus of people from the Democratic Party into the Republican Party. Not just all these big prominent people who are supporting Trump, like Tulsi Gabbard, and the list goes on and on. And even Bill Maher won't even really attack Trump anymore because he knows where his audience is. He had Carbel on there with Eye Patch McCain, and they were attacking Trump, and attacking RFK Jr., and I played the clip last night, and Barr wouldn't even join him because he wants to keep his audience. You see, you reach a tipping point where it's so obvious we're the vast majority, where it's so obvious that the polls are fake, that it's so obvious that people know the Democrats are cancer, that you hit a point where even, yeah, Cuomo comes out and says the Democrats are full of crap and are dangerous. He's jumping ship. We've already passed the point of return. We're at the tipping point. The deep state knows that, so what are they going to do? Black swan events. I've been telling you that for years, and now you've got all these different globalists, from Bill Gates to Klaus Schwab to Tedros to Borla. Don't worry. There's a deadly virus coming. It'll get people in line, and they don't need to just release something mildly bad like COVID that was engineered to scare people. And then have a poison shot that kills even more, they can release something really bad. Weaponized monkeypox, weaponized smallpox, call it monkeypox. Spreads faster, more deadly. Bird flu. All these mosquitoes the UN's releasing in the U.S. I got stacks of articles, AP Reuters. UN's released billions of mosquitoes in the U.S. with Bill Gates. The next article, Bill Gates wants to block out the sun. I mean, these are mad scientists on parade. So, it's huge. CNN anchor says RFK endorsement could win the election for Trump. Overhead shot, please. I'm going to go through a whole stack of these for folks. We'll see the video. It's up on Infowars.com. RFK Jr. teases more big names to join Trump coalition. Wait until you see the next editions, he said. It's huge. It's everything. CNN's Burnett melts down over RFK endorsing Trump. Gingrich, RFK Jr. dealt real blow to Dems, natural ally of Trump. Chase Geiser drew that mustache on Gingrich. How Democrats make Republicans, RFK. How Democrats make Republicans, RFK should be a wake-up call for the party. FDA fact check of RFK Jr.'s claim of 50% of his funding, of their funding at the FDA, comes from Big Pharma backfires because it is 47% plus, and that's just looking at one area. It's over 50. He is correct. Watch Governor Newsom laughs over DNC switch to Kamala Harris, says he was told to call it inclusive. Just played that clip. Anti-Trump pollster Frank Luntz says RFK Jr. endorsement could make the difference and propel Trump to victory. Yeah, it's the margin of their fraud. dead silence in the arena when Trump says there's 325,000 missing children. Many of these children are now in sex slavery, or they're dead, probably mostly dead. Pull that clip back up. It's so powerful from last night. They were swept out of their homes. They were taken out of their homes, which is true. That's in the new Senate report. I mentioned this. Maren Carville stunned by RFK Jr.'s endorsement of Trump. What do we make of this? The big thing is Eyepatch McCain agreeing with him and being disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. More RFK headlines. Trump announces chronic disease task force with RFK Jr. targeting Big Pharma and Big Agra, which is the same thing. RFK special. What are ultra-processed foods and why are they so bad for us? And then, of course, we've got all of this news right here. Here's what has the Dem pollsters panicked about Kamala Harris, Town Hall. And I read a similar article this morning that I thought I sent the crew, but I didn't see it in my stack, where CNN, it was the headline was, here are the states now in play that were not previously. And they admit 10 states that were going to go Democrat are now in danger of going for Trump. And let me elaborate on that. RFK was very strategic and very smart. And I made some calls to Roger Stone and others to make sure my analysis was correct Friday while he was still talking. RFK said, in states that are in play, vote for Trump. Okay, battleground states. In states that are red, vote for Trump. But he said, in blue states, I'm staying on the ballot. I'm pulling myself off the other states. He's doing that. He's already pulled off a bunch. It takes paperwork time, but he's already done it in a bunch of states. He said, in blue states, I want you to vote for me. And what that'll do is it will flip some of those states. And now the numbers, the preliminary numbers are coming in, and that is exactly what's happening. So the numbers I told you last week were right. I was going from dead reckoning memory. Between 6 and 12 points is what RFK, if he's vocal and goes on the campaign trail and does a bunch of interviews, which he's already doing, will give to Trump and the American people. So, and I was really blown away. It got massive coverage. They couldn't suppress it over the weekend. It was the top story everywhere. His clips got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of views without me even looking. I mean, I would just see page after page of 10 million, 15 million, 5 million, 8 million, 3 million, 4 million. Our videos of him, the clips, and we put out three different versions of his full speech for some reason. Great job, crew. It actually works. We weren't watching what we were doing, so they put out three versions. Over 8 million views of his speech on my X account alone. Millions and millions. I mean, it just you can't even count this up. It's like Musk goes on with Trump 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago, two Mondays ago, and gets over a billion people that tuned in that clicked on him. Now, how long they listen, you know, that varies. But that's a big deal. But they're like, oh, 30 million people watched the DNC more than Trump. Yeah, right. On the networks, that's the people that don't know how to use the Internet. But Trump is just destroying them everywhere else. Absolutely amazing. And I'm sitting there watching Kamala Harris's X account and Biden's and Waltz's. And, you know, their top video, you'll look at them like 30, 40 posts and one video has a million views. Most of them have 20,000, 30,000, 100,000. And then you go to my channel and it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of views a week. You go to Musk, it's billions a week. I mean, it's just one interview is over a billion. So it's just not even the same universe. They have to have total control. And they have to shut down Rumble and Telegram and X and InfoWars and Tucker Carlson and but now Joe Rogan and now everybody. I mean, you know, you're going to shut us all down? You see, okay, yeah, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, they said, well, really started 8 years ago or nine. I mean, they've been targeting me for 30 years, but got hot and heavy when I was back in Trump really hardcore 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago. And it just ramped up to just total insanity. CIA, FBI, law firms, Democratic Party. They spent in federal filings now in just 2 years of bankruptcy trying to shut us down and find dirt and harassment over $50 million in the last 2 years of bankruptcy. And guess how much we spent fighting them? $5 million. That's David versus Goliath. They spent $52-plus million. Three different top Democratic Party law firms, the same ones suing Trump, the same ones suing Giuliani, the same ones pushing and lobbying to put people in jail. It's, look them up. It's the same group, same names. Houston, New York, D.C. They had the Justice Department involved. Now, they didn't do that for no reason. You think they spent $52 million, and we don't know the numbers. They've kept it secret in the civil suits against me, but some of the numbers that they filed with court once said over $20 million. So we're talking, on the low end, $70-plus million in the last 6 years trying to sue me into oblivion. And because my dad 12 years ago came to work with me with his supplement company that's separate from InfoWars, they've been suing him for 2 years, and he kept his numbers down, but has spent over $1.5 million, and that's all his money. And he didn't care. He's got a homestead. He's got his truck. He's got his car. My dad's like, hey, we're fine. We're glad to do this for America. But that's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. And so all the profit, not just the profit, we've maxed out everything. But it's been worth it because we're going to beat these people together. And I got to tell you, I'm so heartened that when I was fighting the globalist 8 years ago, there was a handful of prominent people that had big shows talking about this. And most of the old-timers that I stood on their shoulders, they're dead. And I think about them every day. I have dreams about them. Love them. The General Partons and the Ted Gundersons and the Anthony Suttons, and then some of them are still alive, the living legend, G. Edward Griffin. I mean, I got to know, I knew everybody. Eustace Mullins, I mean, you name it, I've known them all. William Cooper, knew him, interviewed him. He didn't really like me, but that's fine. The point is that it's been amazing, and I wouldn't really change anything. I mean, I made some mistakes here, but it's kind of like the song, I Did It My Way. Can we go out in the last 2 minutes with Frank Sinatra, and I'll start the next hour with My Way? But, I mean, this is exciting, and so now I get to see basically all the prominent, cool, fun people are fighting the New World Order all over the world, and we are in great company together. And I think about this audience of activists. You are the men and women in the arena of every race, color, and creed. I salute you. I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. You are incredible. And we couldn't have done any of this without you. And because most people fight tyranny and don't even see it defeated in their lifetime. I get to see it in deep trouble and us turning the tide now. And so let's push even harder. They're going to black swan. They're going to start wars. They'll do power outages. They're going to do false flags. But people are on to their ass. We've got so much next hour coming up on the new info. We can't forget what happened in July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania. And the new stuff totally confirms it was a stand down completely and an inside job. Just massive news on that front. So much more on the plan for civil war and civil unrest and the globalists admitting it all. Next hour. And I got so much news. I'm not going to take calls today. So we have a guest, Jason Jones, the third hour. But I will take a lot of calls this week, and we'll do some X spaces as well. And I haven't done a Saturday in a while because we've been doing so much during the week. Some nights up here till midnight, well, most nights. But I will do a special Saturday show as well. We're loaded for bear. What a precious time to be alive and to be here on air. So I salute you all. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Great products, great supplements, great books, films, water filtration, air filtration, t-shirts, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com. Got a big sale going right now. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The CBD gummies and liquid under InfoWars MD brand. They're amazing. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. Here is the great one, Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. Laughed and cried. I've had my fill. My share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. I did it my way. couldn't have done it without you. We all did this together, and the crew, and the sponsors, and my family standing with me. And that's why every minute I am constantly thankful and constantly humbled by all of you. We have hurt the globalists grievously. They're never going to make it now.
Yes,
but they may try to take us with them.
Was
you understand me?
Way.
This is a big, big deal. We'll be back with hour number two. Please stay with us. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a maverick. I'm a lone wolf. I'm an American patriot. I got an audience of one, and that's God Almighty.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
Love the InfoWars crew and love being on air with you on this Monday, August 26, 2024, transmission.
Who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go.
Go, Johnny, go.
Johnny be good. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath the
it's hard to turn off Chuck Berry, isn't it? I've been looking a little too much at myself here on screen. Let's put Tucker Carlson or Trump up there.
People passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that little country boy should play. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go.
Pure Americana. Don't get any better than this. Be good. And his mama said, one day you'll be the leader of a big old band. They are so pissed they haven't shut us down. They are so pissed the world's waking up. And they killed 35 million of us with the shots, but we're just getting started. We're not losers, we're overcomers. That's right. You can say what you want about Elon Musk, but judge a tree by its fruits. We are devastating the globalists right now. We have the initiative. We're turning the tide.
Mother told him someday you will be a man, and you will be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music when the sun go down. Maybe someday your name will be in lights and giants.
coming back. You can smell it. You can see it. You can taste it. All right. Woo! A lot of stages don't carry this first five, but I thought I had a little bit of fun there. But I'm going to summon my will. And I'm going to dive into all the key intel. On the other side of this 1 minute break, coming up here very, very soon. Hey, about 2 weeks ago, we did a quick little 2 minute compilation. It was like 9 minutes. I told them that's too much. Cut out a bunch of it. Of Hillary and Obama and Biden and Harris and, the different congressmen. Raskin saying we're going to have civil war and martial law in America. And now they're really getting it hyped up. I want to talk about the different scenarios. Now they're going to try to come after Trump, come after you, and come after all of us. And the latest on Klaus Schwab running his evil mouth and his people running their evil mouths about that coming up. See if you can find that. There was one compilation. It was only like a minute and a half, and there was another one like 2 minutes long. If you can't find it, it doesn't matter. There's so many clips go through here a day, hundreds of them, over 100 every day just on my show alone. Most of them we never get to, but I think it's important. Most of you saw the clips. You've heard them say it everywhere, but I mean, it's, you know me, I like to show you again before I get into it. Unlike them, you know, Trump hates all Mexicans and says they're all criminals. Really, where's the clip? Alex Jones said go pee on kids' graves. Really, where's the clip? Where's the clip? Doesn't exist. So that's what we do, but, it's clear they're going to pull something big or a bunch of big things, and we should put the spotlight on this bad baby. Because I did a video about how they're trying to frame Iran for killing Trump last week, and that got about 10 million views. That's good. That's a good start. I saw a lot of other conservatives pick up on it, start getting it and understanding it, so we can get ahead of that. Because, I mean, I'm not just here to entertain people and say some shocking stuff. The reality is shocking. I want to stop their operation. So it's all coming up in T-minus 60 seconds, and then we'll go through all the other news and more ahead of Jason Jones, who's got a whole bunch of key intel and clips coming up in the third hour. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you certainly can. It's called tyranny. You can see it. Yes, we do. You can face it. We have to. You can hear it. Hey, you're getting near it. Hey, you wanna make it. America is fighting for its very life. Trump's not perfect, but he's not out to get us. Enemies of our republic, of our shining city on a hill, believe that once they've defeated Trump, they can defeat America and the world. Our champion is in grave danger, and so are you. So is Elon Musk, so is Tucker Carlson, and so am I. But the fate of submitting to tyranny is worse than death. Even if we had no chance of winning, God's watching and we would fight back. We have a very good chance of turning the tide. No, we're not offering some utopia on the other side, but a system trying to get back to basics and back to honor and back to justice and turning the tide. Because we know the direction we're going is straight to hell. All right. Here's a short compilation. This could be an hour long of minions, globalists, others saying they want civil war, they want to put us in camps, and there's been new developments on this front with Cory Booker saying we've got to kill the Trump movement, finally kill it. Klaus Schwab, an era of shock events is coming. That ties in with a lot of other intel I've got. I want to discuss it now. Here is the compilation to set the table.
I would love everybody who's a Republican to get down. When they say, oh, we hate America, no, we don't. We hate you. We love America. We hate you.
Well, it's not good to hate anyone. I don't hate anyone.
Well, look at that guy's eyes. Total lunatic.
If you were an elected official, do you think it might be a good idea to, like, put these Republican Trump supporting QAnon voters in, like, re-education facilities
yes.
and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, re-educate
yes.
them?
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean,
but I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and yeah. they bought into this big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
And the bottom line is all of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult.
We had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people, and President Trump pulled the plug. One thing that we know is that we have to get that funding right back up, and we probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
They also believe that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
Quite honestly, you know, the health sector doesn't know what to do because this is now first and foremost a political problem. And what I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, the Commerce Department, Justice Department to help us understand how to do this. And I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros last month in Geneva, WHO, the Director General, to say, I don't know that the World Health Organization can solve this on our own. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem because it's no longer a theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression. And so this is now a lethal force that, and now I feel as a pediatric vaccine scientist, it's just as important for me to make new vaccines to save lives. The other side of saving lives is countering this anti-vaccine aggression.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Civil war conditions. So, and I could play you Eric Schmidt, you know, of Google, now running all the combat robot operations development, saying the same thing. We need NATO here in America. We need UN troops. This isn't me saying this, or old timers. And I've been on the air a little over 30 years. And I remember 40 years ago sitting around at families' houses, whether it was my mom's family or my dad's family, when they bring in the beast computer and get rid of the money and put the UN troops on the street under 7277, we got to be ready. And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, right, UN troops. And now, all these years later, they're promoting it. Just unbelievable how ahead of the curve people were back then. And they didn't have national news or anything, but everybody I grew up around knew about this and wasn't going to go along with it. So, continuing with that information, here's the new story up on Infowars.com. And it links directly to the WEF report. An era of shock events is coming, says WEF. And it's Schwab. It's his main spokesperson. It's Yuval Noah Harari. It's Professor Maha Hosseini Aziz of Newark University. They're all in here saying terrible, horrible events are coming. Cyber attacks, power outages, terror attacks. You name it. And don't worry, though, they're going to have world government for you and horrible viral releases that they've all got hyped up and ready to try to pass the UN treaty to take over your body. And they're just hyping the daylights out of it. The world must brace for an era of shock events, close quote, according to the World Economic Forum. A new opinion piece posted on the forum's website, Professor Maha Hosseini Azizi of New York University says the coming decade will be shaped by heightened global risk and unprecedented shock events. Anything can happen in our post-pandemic era, he says. Oh, yeah, like climate lockdowns, you name it. He goes on to list three potential shock events that could happen soon. The first is the emergence of a new global extremist group, which will be some CIA-funded group, which the professor claims could use AI to create a new kind of terrorism. Oh, like blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline or doing big cyber attacks and blaming some domestic group. Like the FBI says, MAGA is going to attack the power infrastructure during the election with Russia. No evidence of that. They just say that. So when they do it, they can blame it on the people. And, of course, I told you this the day after they shot Trump. And then 2 days later, they officially came out. I said, I expect they'll blame Iran for the assassination and try to say they're going to try to kill him again. So when they do kill Trump, if they're successful, God forbid, they can then blame Iran and have a war and a domestic crackdown. And they did it, just as I said. With the world distracted with multiple major wars and leadership in decline, because they put that people on purpose, this could be an opportunistic time for a new extremist group to make its mark. So they're going to stage terror and blame any group that's opposing them and maybe not face any or many consequences. Perhaps it will even leverage AI tools to kick off a new phase of terrorism. Who funded ISIS? The West. The next potential shock event is a deliberate cyber pandemic. Before we get to that, let's play Klaus Schwab a few years ago saying a cyber attack will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. Here it is.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
All right, he said that 4 years ago. 4 years ago and a few weeks. Let's do this. It's so important because they're the ones quarterbacking. They merged with the UN 3 years ago and are officially the UN. The UN takes their orders from the WEF. And he stepped down as the public head because he's so hated, but he's still the actual chairman of it. And he controls in the West around half the politicians at the federal level and many at the state level. So let's play the clip. I'm going to start and stop it now and analyze each part of it before I get back to this report from the WEF that came out 2 days ago. Listen to what he says. COVID-19 will be a minor disturbance compared to power outages, shutdowns, hospitals. Now, what did their, not COVID, but their lockdowns do? Major disturbances, breakdown of society, refusing medical care to people with cancer and heart disease, increased death because of that, refusing regular medical care for people with the flu or colds. Millions died because of that. That's all on record now. Everything they said was a lie. They created the virus. They released it. They rolled out the poison shots. Everything he says is a fraud. But he's telling you, they said before, 5 years ago, a virus will challenge Trump and we will get control. And Fauci said the same thing. We play the clip. Trump will be hit by a novel virus very soon, probably out of China. Something like bird flu. We'll have full control. So they love to brag to their criminals like we're idiots and don't see what they're saying. Like on their SPARS 2025-2028 document that came out a year before they launched COVID, which is the battle plan for the attack. So they got caught with it. Oh, it's not a battle plan. It's just a drill like Lockstep or Event 201 or Crimson Contagion. So let's start with the clip and I'll analyze each piece of it. Roll it.
We all know, but still pay
go back to the beginning. I'm going to analyze each piece. We all know. Like, we all know climate change, global warming's real, we're all going to die in flood by 2017, give them all control over everything, or we're all dead. And then they actually cut off the fertilizer, the farming, the fuel, the pipelines, the resources, and then they lock down the third world for several years because the IMF and World Bank control the third world. They collapse, then they organize them with military-aged men and flood us and use them for voters or paramilitary forces. So we don't all know what you're saying. You're a liar. But, oh, we all know the science is settled. We all know. See, everything he says is a crafted lie. They create the lies, and it passes down through the media, the think tanks, the PR firms, the politicians they control, and they parrot it and parrot it and parrot it. Start over.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack.
All right, pause. Back up to the beginning again. I'm going to stop doing this in a minute, and we'll just stop where we're at. But he wants you to know he's the hero when the attack comes because he told you a deadly virus, a disease X, will bring them to their knees and bring in world government. He says that in the white papers, but publicly, oh, terrible disease coming. I save you, though. You have this vaccine passport, and you give you the injection. Oh, you need 10 of them now. So, again, he's fear-mongering here. Start over.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole.
Back in 3 seconds. So, who could launch this comprehensive attack? The CIA, the Pentagon, NATO, they have the back doors into everything. They've been uploading new software with the cloud strikes so they can take it all down when they want. And they're already pre-programming that it's the Russians with the Trump supporters. Preposterous. This is their ace in the hole. They've said in the BAMP Canada documents in 2006 that I put in my film Endgame, the Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got, that they're going to use virus, cyber attacks, economic collapse, and the flood of migrants caused by that they institute to bring down the West. So they've been for decades saying this is their main weapon system. So you ask how I can predict it and know it. These guys are pretty much in charge of the planet. Now they want a social credit score to watch everything you do, track everything you do, control everything you do. And once they get that in and turn AI loose on you, it's game over. Because they can have all the data already, but to have humans quantify it, decide what to do with it, how to use it, who to restrict, who to debank, it's hard. But not once they have this. And China's already had it for 6 years. It's going in Europe. It's going in Australia. It's going in here. Finally, the Real ID Act. You know, you have to have an internal passport to travel. That becomes law under Biden. Here in just a few months. I got that in the stack. All right, let's continue.
Our society as a whole, the COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance.
Right, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. So they did the COVID, they released it, they created the fear, they did the lockdown, they rolled out the poison shots, they made the kids wear masks, they did all this as a psychological warfare test. Schwab and Gates later admitted it was all just a test. Want to see those clips? Just type in, Schwab says COVID was a test. Gates says COVID was a test. Anything I say, you just write it down and look it up. I say Event 201, I say Operation Lockstep Rockefeller Foundation, I say SPARS 2025, 2028. I say any of this. You just type it in. You're going to be reading them. You're going to see their reports. You type in replacement migration. You're on the UN website. But the ADL says they want you arrested. If you talk about it, it doesn't exist. You see? Everything I say, you just write it down and look it up. You'll be on their websites. So they're the ones that did the global breakdown and the global lockdown. They're the ones that created all this. They're the authors of it on record. They bragged how they were going to have a new virus to blow up the old FDA system and use us as guinea pigs to test anything they wanted on us. And then Netanyahu got on TV and said, we don't know what all this does. We're just going to test it on Israel, and we'll be the headquarters of it everywhere because we have a national ID, and we're going to make everybody do it. And then you have the FDA board 2 years ago, 3 years ago, saying we're authorizing it for six-year-olds and down to 6 months, and we don't know what it's going to do. We're just going to find out. Type in, FDA board member says they're just going to give kids shots and see what they do. We're just going to find out. You want to see the clip again? Just type in, FDA board member admits they don't know what vaccines will do to children. The exact headline was, FDA board member admits that they're going to just test vaccines on kids to see what they do. Everything I say, you can type in, and they're saying it. They did this. They engineered this. And he's saying, you think us knocking you upside the head with a 2x4 with COVID and the lockdowns, the poison shots was bad? You think us killing 35 million people with turbo cancers and blood clots and heart attacks and strokes was bad? Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, we're going to sit here and take this crap. Continue.
The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect, as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
A major.
To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
Cyber pandemic. Oh, and there's carbon pandemics. They've already done carbon lockdowns and tests in cities in Europe, in Australia, and in India. So they go on. The next potential shock event, the WEF says, is a deliberate cyber pandemic. Aziz points to the recent CrowdStrike outage, which crippled computer systems worldwide, and the example of chaos and damage the large-scale cyber attack could cause. The outage cost Fortune 500 companies, $5.4 billion alone. Imagine if a bad actor did this on purpose or even a grander scale. It was a test, folks. Professor Aziz's final prediction is a small island nation could sink in the ocean because of climate change. Always the same crap, always the same lies, over and over and over and over and over again. And we just sit here while they script it. I mean, the week that the UN's last global emergency declaration from 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, when monkeypox goes out, they declare a new monkeypox, but call it mpox because they think you'll remember the monkeypox name. Everything is marketing. Tyrannical marketing. We're looking at serious civil unrest regardless who wins. Martin Armstrong fears post-election chaos. One of the top stock experts out there. Just this past week, Biden administration backtracked about employment, as it was widely reported. U.S. economic aid added 818,000 fewer jobs than recorded in that real year. A huge miss and a huge lie. Take your pick. Other big lies have been told in recent. Trump is colluding with Russia. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. The COVID-19 vaccine injections are safe and effective. That just scratched the surface of the lies we are told on a daily basis. The lies which people realize are becoming preposterous are adding to the public's lack of confidence in everything, including the economy. Martin Armstrong says we are in a period of great uncertainty. When people are uncertain, they don't spend, they save. That's what happens in a depression and a recession. So if you have no confidence in the future because of all the crazy stuff going on, what do? You don't borrow, and you pull back and say, let me see what's going to happen. Armstrong says another big lie told the public is the approval rating of Kamala Harris. And then he goes on to talk about civil unrest and what he sees coming up. We're going to go to break and come back with that. I want to get Armstrong back on. But I know a lot of people in the federal government, state governments, local governments, and in disaster preparedness and big contractors. We had one on last Friday, and he's a very credible guy. And he was saying airports, power plants, infrastructure, state, federal, local, they're all gearing up for civil war, civil unrest, civil emergency. That's a nice fancy name for martial law. And so you see it in the news. You see Democrats saying it's coming. I talked to my sources being prepared. The WEF says it's coming. So they can be the savior. This is a serious time. We should talk about the different scenarios that they've got warmed up and prepared. Okay? And they're telegraphing what they're planning. And you heard Schwab. He says, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is not alarmist. We're getting out in front of it to be prepared. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And please spread the word about the broadcast. That's how we reach new people. You're doing a great job, folks. Keep it up. You are the Paul Revere's. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep.
by and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all your guns at once and explode into space. Alex smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder.
Well, Jason Jones is coming up here in about 30 minutes in studio. Great guy, great filmmaker, great activist, great reporter, great journalist, and good friend of mine. And he has been all over the world since he was on. It's got to be a year now. He's been so busy. He's been in Gaza. He's been in Ukraine. He was there during the Afghan fated withdrawal. And all the news on that today. So he's got a lot of exclusive stuff. What's happening to Gazan Christians? What's really going on in Ukraine? He's got a bunch of clips for us. That's coming up in studio next hour. You don't want to miss that. Now, before I get back into civil war and the black swans, what the globalists are admitting they're going to do and are saying are imminent so they can be the saviors, and how transparent and obvious this is, I don't like to mention something without playing. I'm a little neurotic about it. I probably played this clip 50 times, but I probably haven't played it in about a year. So I mentioned the FDA board member. Remember, they had to fire three boards. They had to fire three boards because the first board wouldn't authorize the mRNA shots for anybody. And so they're not tested, and all the evidence is when they've done similar tests with other mRNA, it causes autoimmune disorders, heart attacks, infertility. That's how the FDA's own list of potential adverse effects, October 2000, months before they rolled the shot out, listed all the things that indeed the shots did. And Wolfgang Wudarg, the former top advisor of the EU, Dr. Michael Yeadon, the vice president of Pfizer, who retired a few years before, they all came out and said what it was going to do. And sure as Jiminy Crickets, it happened. So, the second board authorized the emergency use for 18 and up. But then they wouldn't authorize giving it to people below 18. And then the third board, it was actually the fourth board, that they didn't get rid of everybody the last time, but they had to take some more people off one board. So the fourth board, the third board went down to age six, and then the new fourth board that was made up of people that would go along with it, they authorized it six and under down to 6 months of age. Okay? So Dr. Eric Rubin, who voted to authorize the vaccine for children, saying, we're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Now, I can play Netanyahu saying that. I can play Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, we don't know what it's going to do until we just shoot it right in the veins of these kids, these GMO things we've made. We just shoot it right in the vein. So just think about that when they say safe and effective and it's been tested. Here is the guy on the FDA board the day they passed it, down to babies, saying this. Here he is.
And I think what sways me here is that it's a very sort of personal choice. If I had a child who was a transplant recipient, I would really want to be able to use a vaccine like this. And there are certainly kids who probably should be vaccinated. The question of how broadly to use it, though, I think is a substantial one. And I know it's not our question, but I know we're kind of punting that to ACIP. But I do think that it's a relatively close call. And as Dr. Levy just said, as Dr. Gann said, it really is going to be a question of what the prevailing conditions are. But we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines, like the rotavirus vaccine. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
So instead of testing it on a guinea pig or a rat or a mouse or a dog or a pig or a cow, FDA asked Pfizer to test it on children. But you heard it was safe and effective when they first authorized it for adults. All criminal lies. And once we get Robert F. Kennedy in there with his commission, I want the recommendation of criminal charges for Dr. Eric Rubin and others like Fauci. We have Fauci lying to Congress. We have his emails and documents calling a gain of function. We have his ass. So they need to be punished for the victims, but also so they don't do it again. All right, shifting gears back to the big picture. We have millions of military-age men in here. Hundreds of thousands are admitted Hezbollah and communist Chinese. If they kill Trump and blame Iran, they will bomb the hell out of Iran, and then Iran doesn't even need to activate its Hezbollah sleeper cells. The globalists will engage in a bunch of terror and blame it on Iran, but I would imagine Iran will probably at that point activate terror cells in the United States and Europe. And then the globalists will roll that up and defeat that. You know, they've got them under surveillance. And then be the saviors. That's one scenario. And then they can just expand the war with Russia and do provocations they know that'll make Russia go to full war. That's another black swan, October surprise or November surprise. They can do it the day before the election. Or if Trump won, they've said they're going to have civil unrest. They're going to activate all the rioters, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the whole Palestinian groups. And Senator Blumenthal has introduced legislation that during president being president-elect, Congress would vote an emergency to strip him of the Insurrection Act last used in 92 during the L.A. riots. So they're already heading Trump off at the pass, saying he'll be a dictator if he tries to use the military to stop this when he's president-elect. So you've got that. You've got them also assassinating Trump and saying some other group did it. You've also got them pre-programming everywhere there's going to be a huge cyber attack that I just covered earlier, that will be the pretext for why there's not an election or why there's civil unrest or why there's civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law. Or they could release one of the weaponized bird flus or monkeypox or other things that we know they have on the shelf that they've been pre-programming is imminently about to happen. And we know Bill Gates for decades has been building these viruses and preparing them from ones that are mild, comparatively like COVID, to something that has a high death rate. Or something binary that with the shots they've already given you, they've studied viruses that will now come in and ravage your body because your immune system of the people that took the mRNA gene therapy have been lowered. And then, of course, there's just good old-fashioned truck bomb blows up a black college, truck bomb blows up a black megachurch, white supremacists supporting Trump have killed 500 black people or 200 black people. Or a whole bunch of mass shootings of black people carried out by globalist sleeper cells that attributed to Trump right before the election or when he's president-elect. Mass attacks on synagogues, blame it on Trump supporters, even though that there's no reality to that. They could also truck bomb Mar-a-Lago or truck bomb a Trump event. They could also shoot him down with a missile, claim the Iranians did it. They could also poison him. That's the smarter way to do it. I'm not hoping that happens, the opposite, but this is how they would do it. They could do a drone attack on one of his events with explosives, blame whoever they want. But the FBI came out last year and said MAGA, working with Russia, is going to do a cyber attack during the election if Trump thinks he's going to lose. And they're saying Trump thinks he's going to lose and has no energy and everything. When it's the opposite, it's all about Kamala Harris. So you see, this just goes on and on and on, and they're all over the news saying cyber attack, power outages, terror attacks. The Iranians are going to attack America when it's Biden that let them all in, they think there's a disconnect, and I guess there might be with their constituents, that they don't go, wait, you're the ones that let them in. Kind of like the disconnect of Kamala Harris has been in power almost 4 years. They're doing whatever they want. They turn around and say, it's horrible. We want change. Trump is the reason this all happened, the inflation and all the rest of it. So they've got a lot of different scenarios. I've covered most of them here. But they could detonate, you know, a 50 megaton hydrogen bomb and claim it was a meteorite or something that blew up in the atmosphere. I mean, there's they normally do what they've been pre-programming. And I cover basically everything that they've been pre-programming and gaslighting and doing predictive programming on. But there's always curveballs as well. And I love to crowdsource the brains out there. Someday this week, I'm going to do 2 or 3 hours of calls on the subject of, they're telling you black swans are coming. What black swans are you looking for? And how do we get ahead of this and stop it? And that's really what I do here, to try to put light on the situation and get people talking about the serious climate politically, culturally, spiritually we're in. And you just see the ramping up of crises, the ramping up of crazy. The curve is parabolic now. Well, what comes next on that curve? More assassination attempts. And Trump literally dodged a bullet. Like the Matrix or something. Just grazed his ear. And so, if he would have turned his head, as we all know, at that exact second, he'd been dead in a doornail. He'd been hit right in the temple, right through the brain. Bare minimum would have blown his mandible off. 5.56 round is very unstable. Fractures would have definitely brain damaged him. We'd have a vegetable, bare minimum, if it was a few millimeters over towards the center, from the right to the left. So pray for Trump. Pray for a hedge of protection. Pray for America. Pray for peace. And be as politically active, peacefully, as you can, and decry anybody calling for violence on the populist side, which almost no one is doing on the Christian, conservative, Catholic, you know, patriot side. But then you notice it's anybody traditional, whether you're a Southern Baptist or a Catholic, anybody that's pro-life, anybody that's pro-border, anybody that's pro-anti, you know, lockdown. And Biden said in the June report in 2021 that the main terror threat, the directive to the FBI and the CIA and all the agencies, is the right-wing white supremacists. They defined white supremacists as anybody that criticizes the Afghan withdrawal, anybody that criticizes open borders, anybody that criticizes human trafficking, anybody that criticizes lockdowns or forced injections. You've got Hochul and Whitmer and all of them, and the current British Prime Minister, the list goes on and on, all recently saying and trying to pass laws that they can lock you up in your house or take you to a center if the contact tracing computer, which they just program like a PCR test, claims, oh, you were near somebody, had COVID or monkeypox or bird flu, and then they disappear your ass. And it's, oh, where'd Alex go? Where'd Tucker Carlson go? Oh, well, the contact tracing said he was close to this. We had to disappear him to one of these centers. And now they're saying, oh, in Canada and Europe and here, oh, if you protest the lockdowns, we're going to lock you up too. And you heard Hotez and Eric Schmidt and all these globalists saying, we want to have NATO and the police and Homeland Security and the UN lock people up that don't go along with this. And Dr. Ryan of the UN Global Rapid Reaction Emergency Force said the same thing 4 years ago. So this is their martial law cover. And COVID was a martial law drill. So we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in a normal country anymore. We're not in a normal climate anymore. We're being inducted into martial law, into a coup, where the normal laws are turned off and they install Kamala Harris that got zero votes in the primaries. Ronald McDonald and Alex Jones and Donald Trump got the same amount of votes in the Democratic primaries as Kamala Harris, which is zero. And I know I keep harping on that. But yes, Kamala Harris is illegitimate. And yes, they stole the 2020 election. And yes, they've got the illegals voting again. I've got stacks of articles dealing with that right here today. Martin Armstrong goes on to say, with what's happening, there is going to be civil unrest. Kamala Harris in real polls, Armstrong says, approval rating is 10.5%. She got less than 2% in the Democratic primaries just to choose who the nominee would be, and dropped out and got zero. If I was always pushing RFK Jr. to be attorney general, I think I got his eyes light up when I said, if you take the attorney general job, you could save, you could even indict Pfizer, Armstrong said. On Trump winning in November, Armstrong says, look, the computer says Trump should win. So do the betting groups. And they're always right. I don't know how the hell they allow this to happen. They have to trap Trump into a war or they kill him. On the other hand, these people are unconscionable. We are looking at a serious civil unrest regardless of who wins in November. Neither side is going to accept it. If there's a big war, the U.S. will default on its debt. I am very concerned they will start World War III before the end of the year and maybe by September. That's what all the experts I talked to are saying. So that's why I'm saying get your house in order spiritually and physically and financially and decide what your priorities are. Are you promoting the broadcasts that are fighting the info war to expose the globalists? That's critical. Are you getting right with God? Are you getting your firearms and learning how to use them or remembering how to use them and getting the storable food? And are you getting out of the big banks and into precious metals and getting a good deal on them? Do you have a satellite phone? You know, these are all, does your family have them? Because let me tell you, I had planned a year ago a vacation for last week. We canceled it a month ago, even before they shot Trump. I guess 2 months ago. And it wasn't a big trip. It wasn't a big deal. My wife's dad memorial service in Omaha is in a few weeks. I've talked to her about not doing it. Just because, and I'm going to go to the Tucker Carlson event. That's safe to go to if you live there in Pennsylvania. But on the 23rd, people should get their tickets to that. And I'm still, but I'm not taking my daughter with me. I'm not taking my wife with me. And then I've got to be ready with a rented car if they do the cyber outage, you know, if I'm there, to get in the car and drive back to home. And once the outage hits, you've got to leave immediately because within days, everything will run out and shut down. You got to start driving 80 miles an hour back home. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen then, but there is a good chance. People are asking me, hey, come to this podcast. Go here, come there. And I'm like, man, I'm staying right here. And we got generators and everything. But if they do the cyber attack, they're going to cut it all off. And we'll just be off the air. Everybody else should be off the air. It'll be government and a few corporate mouthpieces. And that's all the info you're going to be getting. You've got to psychologically get ready for that. You've got to understand the climate you're in. All right, let's look at this stack. This is really important. Kamala Harris to reduce illegal immigration by legalizing it, not stopping it. A key report from naturalnews.com up on Infowars.com. And it's her statements. It's her policy. It's her admissions. It's the video clips. It's what she's doing. Remember, she was a great border czar. An open border is great. Then she was the border czar. Now she's the border czar again. And did a great job according to the DNC. Now she's running TV ads with Trump's border wall saying she built it. Bolivian child sex predator. I see hundreds of these a day. Released four times by U.S. authorities before ICE arrest. Hundreds of non-citizens registered to vote illegally in Ohio. They did one quick scan and found 597. Remember, Biden only won by a few thousand votes in these states. Students left without bus service as Massachusetts funds buses for illegals. And again, why this report's important, they give through the mules and the safe houses the mail-in ballots and the ballots and stuff, the drop boxes to the illegals, and they're there with somebody else's name. These were 600-plus illegals in the first scan of the Ohio rolls that were illegal aliens that registered themselves under their normal real name. Students left without bus service as Massachusetts funds buses for illegals. California moves towards zero down payment mortgages for illegal immigrants. First-time homebuyers in Oregon get $30,000 grant, but American citizens are not eligible. The western state where migrants get $30,000 home grants, free money, but citizens are excluded. That's discrimination. That's pure evil. Syrian asylum seeker arrested for deadly stabbing rampage in Germany. It just goes on and on and on. Now, let me get to this. Get the Trudeau clip ready. This is a short clip. Trudeau just made this announcement Friday. They have brought in, and just since he was prime minister, 25% at least of the population in the last few years, it's been like seven, is foreigners. and they just come in legally, illegally, you name it. They're giving everything free, just like here, just like in Europe. And so it's driving up housing prices insanely. And it turns out, here it is, land ownership in Canada, that 89% of Canada land is held by the Queen of England, now the King of England, Prince Charles, King Charles. 41% is federal and 48% is provincial, but it's all owned by the Crown. So that's like Western states. There's a few of them that are like 80%+ federal. So the Conservative Party's like, hey, we're just going to sell off to locals, corporations, you name it, bids, a small percentage of this public land, especially land that borders cities and towns. And Trudeau said, no, 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 we're going to lease it to you so the government still owns the land, and we're going to dictate the type of housing, which is 200 and 300 square foot coffin apartments, no family dwellings. So whether you're in Europe, Australia, the U.S., Canada, all these new housing things and all this federal money for housing is building these high rises. They're building them in the little towns all over the U.S. and Europe. And then they ship in the illegal aliens and put them in there. So this is the social engineering. Listen to this.
Here's something we can all agree on. We need more housing.
Hit pause again. Back it up. Just like Klaus Schwab. Here's something we all agree on. Here's something we all know. Again, a total tactic of deception. Go back to him.
Here's something we can all agree on. We need more housing in Canada. But that the government should step up and make sure that housing gets built, that's where some people disagree. Take federal lands, land that's owned by the federal government that isn't being used anymore. The Conservative Party leader wants to sell it all off to make a quick buck. That does nothing for you. The federal government owns tons of land in cities and towns across the country. You can build a lot of homes on those lands, so that's what we're going to do. We're offering up that public land for housing. And we're not just going to sell it all to developers, we're going to long-term lease it. See, by leasing the land, we get to work with communities to make sure that home builders are building the right homes, homes you can afford. We've got land, we got lots of houses to build, so that's exactly what we're going to do.
So you'll always be a renter and controlled by them, the Queen of England, the King of England. And by the way, I mean, the Queen or the King can dissolve their parliament anytime they want. They're just puppets. They're not free. They're not even a commonwealth. They're slaves. All right. We're going to go to break. Come in here with Jason Jones with incredible information, incredible breaking news on Gaza, on the Afghan withdrawal, now 3 days later, 3 years later, and so much more, the Ukraine war, you name it, coming up in the next hour. Now, I want to be very clear here. The best place, hands down, to get silver and gold at wholesale price, ready to ship to you at the lowest price you're going to find, and you can sell it back for no cost, which is a huge value, is KEPM.com/gold. You've seen silver and gold go up. I haven't had gold sponsors in a long time because you can't find reputable companies. Gold and silver is great, but it's got a lot of charlatans out there, and I refuse to gouge people. KEPM, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. Tell them Alex sent you. They're a great sponsor. This that I'm selling is a fundraiser to keep us on air. This is not an investment. It's a piece of art I designed with the sheepdog chasing the wolf, 1776, Alex Jones collectible, InfoWars Republic Defense, and it's got a little bar of gold in it. It's got a collectible hologram on the back, and it's got the wolf chasing the sheep on the back. This costs about $10 to produce. It's a fundraiser. Just like when NPR sells a coffee mug that costs $6 for 100, you know, you call in, you donate, they get taxpayer money. If you support communism and evil and destruction of America, people give hundreds of millions of that. You know, they get taxpayer money. We don't do that. Or you see them sell a ball cap for 100 bucks that costs them 12 bucks, or a t-shirt. This is the same thing. It's a fundraiser to get us some real capital in and to thank you for supporting the broadcast. There's a limited amount, a few thousand left. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's right there on the front page if you're on a PC or a Mac on your phone. You got to dig around for it. There's banners on InfoWars.com. Exclusive InfoWars limited edition, proprietary 24-carat, 0.999 pure gold collectible. This is a fundraiser to keep us on air, not an investment. But you're investing in freedom and liberty and the truth and have a memento that you supported the broadcast and are truly a Paul Revere. So I thank those of you that have gotten these. And I would encourage those of you that haven't to get it now. A limited edition piece of art designed by me with a little gold bar implanted in it as well. It's a great conversation piece, also a great gift. If you want to support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com or call and get it, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And then separately, our amazing sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's company, all the nano silver products, other incredible supplements, an amazing all whole food concentrated multivitamin. There is the fiber greens concentrates. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant that has that effect with no letdown. It's amazing. Next Level Foundational Energy, the great sleep aid for great immune system. Sleep's so key. Rocket Rest. There's a Top Brain is an incredible nootropic. Is a stimulant. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. A special report on Bill Gates releasing more mosquitoes, and then Jason Jones in studio.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oxford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life. The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment, and anyone can get infected. The death rate is as high as 30%.
Like, I know they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, but like airdropping it from a black helicopter?
The GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving, and some very exciting ones in the pipeline, because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So That's 12 million. See, that's a 3 million right there. 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry. They have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever.
According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bite. It was Science Magazine that coined the phrase, flying syringes.
You think they can't make you take a shot? They're going to bring troops to your door? No, they're going to send mosquitoes to your backyard when you're watering the elephant ears or when you're getting the groceries out of the back of the car.
I got an article from NPR citing a study, and there's multiple other studies. They can use mosquitoes. What they've done is they call them flying syringes, right? So they genetically modify these mosquitoes. They bite you, and when a mosquito bites you, well, the stuff that they put back into you can act as a vaccine. There you go. NPR. You know, they've got these mosquitoes that can vaccinate you against malaria. So what they do is they take these mosquitoes and they bioengineer them, and they say, well, listen, these mosquitoes that we've bioengineered have malaria, but it can't make you sick. Right? They've edited it in a way where
just
that malaria
like he does
is not
with the number one cause in the world is Bill Gates's polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio. Guys, put up Reuters for him. Is that where you're going with this?
That's exactly where I'm going with it.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these four people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem reaction solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates has become an American pariah, following his hand in the rollout of COVID vaccines that continue to injure and kill millions of Americans. A scourge upon humanity due to his buyout of American farmland in favor of Chinese infiltration, GMO crops, and livestock. Bill Gates is an awful person and shouldn't be in charge of anything supposedly benefiting humanity. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, journalist, filmmaker, good friend of mine, Jason Jones, is here with us. And it's been about a year since he's been in studio. He's been on a few times via video link because he's been in Ukraine. He's been in Gaza. Of course, 3 years ago, he went and spent time in the middle of the disastrous withdrawal out of Afghanistan, out of Kabul. And he's here with us in studio. He's got a bunch of clips. He's also got major movies coming out. He's working with the filmmakers on Reagan. He's gotten the first look at that. so much more. We're talking about the three-year anniversary of what happened in Afghanistan. Then we're going to look at what's really happening in Gaza and how many Christians are getting killed and what's unfolding there and so much more with Jason Jones. Also, he lives in Texas but also lives in Hawaii. He's from Hawaii. That's where he's born, and he that's where he grew up. And you know, we're looking at the two-year anniversary already just passing of Lahaina and everything that unfolded there. So, Jason, great to have you here, my friend.
It's good to see you, Alex. I just want to tell you, you're why we have a fighting chance. And it is an honor to be here with you.
Well, our listeners are why we do that.
Yeah, your listeners. When I say that, I mean your listeners and your audience, because it's Alex, it's the InfoWars team. You all are why we're going to win. And everyone's starting to show up, but you guys took the beach. And Alex, thank you. I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you. You were telling me during the break, though, just for the listeners that supported, InfoWars and our listeners had a huge effect in getting the truth out and getting real support. It's not perfect, in Maui.
You really did. I went to Lahaina. I'd actually been in Ukraine, was in D.C. the day of the fire. A good friend of mine who founded a ministry to help us deliver food to the elderly and the disabled during the COVID lockdowns, where we literally had hunger in Hawaii. Wealthy elderly people were dying of hunger. And so we were delivering, you know, tens of thousands of meals around Oahu. Well, we partnered together. We saw that they wanted to remove the Kama'aina and the Hawaiians from Lahaina. So they were using that there was no school as an excuse to do it. So our first order of business was to get a pop-up school. We got a pop-up school that we brought in by boats and jet skis. And then we had a bucket brigade. We also paid for funerals. But when I came on your show, your audience was so generous that we were able to open a school. We were able to put Starlinks and offer free online education to everyone who couldn't go to the pop-up schools. And that was the InfoWars audience lifted a lot of
weight. And how many weeks did the government there with the feds and the state block people getting aid in? You had to bring it in by boat and jet ski.
We came in by boat and jet ski. And you can see, I think, on some of the footage, and we did bucket brigades. Bucket brigades. We used jet skis to shuttle supplies off of the boats, and we had bucket brigades on the beach to get it from the jet skis into the trucks, and then we had it from the trucks then to deliver to the location of where the school was. But the InfoWars audience was key in their support, and I was getting calls, you're giving everyone false hope, you're never going to get the school open and up and running, and we did it within less than 3 weeks.
I heard there's a $4 billion settlement. What's happening there?
Well, here's what I know, that the Kama'aina, the Hawaiians, the local families that have been there, that they were migrants that were knit together a beautiful community over a century ago, 13,000 people are being swept away. And families are holding on with white knuckles. In fact, I was just in New Braunfels, Texas, where a young family from Hawaii, a Hawaiian family, just left. And
so they're forcing the natives out. And remember, 100%. A year before in Lahaina, that most valuable real estate in the world, some of the most, they refused to sell out to Bill Gates and the globalists and groups connected to Oprah Winfrey to build all those high rises and five-star hotels. And then magically the fire comes.
And there's legislation less than a month before the fire saying that you can't rebuild historic homes and historic property if they were destroyed by fire. Bit odd. Then you find that BlackRock is an owner of Hawaiian Electric. It was Hawaiian Electric lines that were blown down that were not de-energized, that were blown down into grassy fields. The brakes were not maintained. And it just, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, they said when they bought it a few years before, 5 years before, it was seven, they said, we're no longer going to upkeep these lines because they're not sustainable. So they didn't even trim the brush around them.
No, and they said because of green energy. They didn't want to waste money on maintaining those power lines because they can use that towards green energy. And here's the crazy thing, Alex. The crazy thing is, they have now restrung the lines. They have not put the lines underground. And you can go to any wealthy community, any historic community, anywhere in America, and what do you see? The power lines are buried.
You see green or gray power boxes. You don't have lines.
Yeah, the power lines. Why in this historic community that routinely has hurricane force winds, just 3 years before this horrible fire, the fire almost jumped the highway, and we would have had this a couple of years ago. Now they build... Now they just restring the power lines above ground, but they assure us that it's like the wolf, the three little pigs. Well, this time the wind's not going to blow down the power lines. Well, we will see what happens, but it's quite.
And people that haven't been to that area, I love Lahaina. I've been there many times, well watching. I mean, it's giant brush they let grow up all around the power lines. I mean, they don't do that anywhere in the U.S. I've seen, but just left it. So, and BlackRock made that decision. So that's Larry Fink's fault. He should be, I think, arrested and indicted for mass murder. through criminal negligence. Now, shifting out of that, let's get into these videos you've got. People can find more at vulnerablepeopleproject.com. They can also find you on X at Jason Jones VPP. You have your filmmaking and the great films you make as well. We're going to get your review of Reagan coming up as well. But let's dive into the three-year anniversary of the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, $85-plus billion given to the Taliban. They're now having giant military parades with helicopters, tanks, armored vehicles. They reportedly have trained 70,000 terrorists there, according to top journalist Laura Logan. I mean, this is a serious situation. You were there. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, so it was early August of 2021. I got a call from actually a filmmaker asking me to rescue her friend's mother. This Afghan filmmaker made an anti-Taliban documentary. When the Taliban was marching on Kabul, they sent this elderly woman a death letter. So I got a call, can you evacuate this one woman? So we set up a command center. And we began calling everyone we knew, and we put together a strategy to evacuate this one woman. By the end of that first day, Alex, I had 12 names. By the end of the first week, we had 565 names. Now it's been 3 years, and VPP has evacuated over almost 2,000 Afghan allies and their families. We've resettled them all over the world, and we have a network of safe houses in neighboring countries to Afghanistan. But the evening before this.
And these are good people that should be protected, not random boats out of the Middle East or Africa with military.
No, and they all cannot wait to vote for Trump. In fact, the guy that runs my Afghan operations was an American translator for U.S. Army Special Forces, came here with $2 in his pocket, eventually worked at a 7-Eleven, bought the 7-Eleven, and went back to Afghanistan to try to evacuate his wife because they wouldn't even stamp her visa, this U.S. State Department. Then he gets trapped there. We found out about him. He was a U.S. citizen. We evacuated him and his wife, and then he's run our operations. This guy wanted to run for Congress as a Republican. He is the biggest Trump fan, and these are patriots that love America. He said when he was an Uber driver, he would always have an American flag, and the lefties would get in the car and go, well, you're a person of color. You must hate this country. He's like, you know, this country gave me everything, and I was blown up 3 times for this country. So, no, I'm a former Army infantryman. My son fought in Iraq as well, in Syria as well, against ISIS. And the translators are our eyes and our ears. They were the most important people to keep a unit alive. We made them promises that if you did this job, you would earn your citizenship. And the Biden administration left 180,000 people who we made a deal with them. We looked them in the eyes. We said, you risk your life for us. You will never be able to live in your own country again if you take this job. We will promise you a visa. We broke that promise.
And by the way, let's roll some B-roll of the famous airport evacuation. I mean, that was something else. People hanging off the airplanes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you about that, the calls that we got, Alex.
We've got some clips here of this. Which clip do you want to go to first? The three-year anniversary of Abbey Gate?
Yeah, the first one.
Let's play clip one. Here it is.
An explosion outside the Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport.
Mass casualties from within these crowds. A suicide bomb.
The chaotic and deadly U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan stunned Americans and the world. Now a damning new report blames the Biden administration for being slow to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies.
My team took those footage.
My phone rings, and it's a friend of mine. And he said, get everyone away from Abbey Gate.
So your guy shot that famous footage.
That we shot the footage you saw right there.
We had one young couple there. It was an interpreter with his wife.
This is our team in Kabul.
And we were able to reach them and get them to move away from Abbey Gate. And if I would have gone to sleep that evening, rather than forcing myself to stay awake, that young couple would have been ripped to shreds.
And Biden, in his declaration to Americans are terrorists in June of 2021, and then later they added to it that if you criticize the withdrawal, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, we were threatened that if we helped evacuate Afghan allies, that we would be opening ourselves up to criminal prosecution.
Why do you think Biden took the Trump withdrawal that was planned over a year and just did the worst U.S.? Because Custer, Colonel, he didn't run. He fought to the death, but that was the worst route until then. Why do you think this is the worst evacuation in U.S. history in 250 years?
Well, you know, they gave themselves a challenge coin, and they said that this was the greatest evacuation in the history of the world. And I don't know how you can leave our allies. You know, we Alex, this day, I don't understand this to this day. I don't understand why we left $88 billion of weapons.
That's not 88, that's not 85.
$88 billion of weapons that were not demilitarized. I don't know why we're delivering $44 million a week on cash pallets. I don't understand this. I don't know why we cut and run and left, allies who fought shoulder to shoulder with us, who we made promises. And I may not have made those promises, Alex. I opposed all of our regime change wars. I thought they were foolhardy. I didn't believe we'd create democracy in Afghanistan. I didn't believe we'd create a constitutional republic in Iraq. I openly opposed the war. I worked for Pat Buchanan. I wanted the end of regime change wars in 2000. But the reality is, you know, you make a promise, you keep a promise. The Ranger Creed, never shall I embarrass my country. Never shall I leave a comrade to fall into the hands of the enemy. We allowed our comrades, men who fought shoulder to shoulder with us for a decade or more sometimes, we left them to die with their wives and with their children.
They also left a lot of U.S. citizens, but the issue is...
Well, and they did. And
it's the best enemies money can buy. The CIA wants to give the Taliban $88 million of weapons, let them build back up. Guys, show what I showed last week. The Taliban did a military parade. Have you seen this?
I did see this.
And so they're just setting up to go back in there later. I guarantee you.
Well, and the suicide rate. So, that, you know, one of the reasons why we prioritize the evacuation of our Afghan allies was because as a veteran, we were getting calls from veterans, and then there was reports that the suicides were spiking with veterans, especially veterans who served in Afghanistan. Imagine losing your arm, losing your leg, losing your family, losing your wife, going through divorce, missing your son's junior football season, senior football. These are the things that hundreds of thousands of Americans over 20 years of war, they lost. Not only did they have to fight a war, but you're talking about deployment after deployment. I have friends that deployed 10 times in 15 years. I have a friend that had his leg blown off in Afghanistan, surgically reattached. Ryan Hendrickson, this man is a hero, surgically reattached after 26 surgeries, and then he went back to do 6 more tours in Afghanistan. Imagine serving your country, loving your country, and then watching all of what you've done squandered. So our initial reason for taking this so seriously at VPP was we were serving our veteran community. And we really wanted them to know that we wanted to give them hope and to give those who fought with them hope.
Have you seen the new footage of Biden showed up at Arlington today for like 5 minutes, looked at his watch 15 times?
He looked at his watch again. This is his thing. He looked at his watch when they unloaded the bodies from Abby.
And then he left and didn't go to the other events. And then he's on tape calling the troops dumb bastards to their face. Then he lies and says Trump says that. Well, Trump's never done that.
Yeah, that's what they do, right? They say that we are who they are. You know, spots before I came on your show, I heard you say we're pro-human, anti-globalist. These people despise humanity. The reason I wrote my most recent book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, is I was in Ukraine last June, and I gave a speech in Kyiv to hundreds of religious and political leaders saying you are being used by the West that is going to fight to the last Ukrainian boy.
By the way, you did that. I've seen some of the – that's very dangerous.
You know, I don't normally get – I normally don't worry about the things that I do. Even on my recent trip to Egypt and what we were doing there had some hazards associated with it. I will say going to Ukraine and giving a speech in Kyiv to religious and political leaders saying that you are being invaded by the East and the West, that the West is using you and they're going to fight to the last Ukrainian to bleed out Russia, that this is a grift and you are being used. I was a little worried, Alex. I have to admit that was probably the.
Well, they've been killing American journalists to do that.
No, they have been.
Gonzalo Lira,
an American journalist, had died, I think, a few weeks before I arrived, and so I did have that, you know. But then I thought Alex Jones is my friend, so they'll probably leave me alone. And by God,
I don't know about that. They actually put me and Jack Posobiec on one of their hit lists.
I saw that. Yeah, and well, it's quite tragic, Alex. And the fact is the Ukrainian people are beautiful people. They're Christian people. The largest pro-life movement in Europe is in Ukraine.
What do you make of Zelensky banning the Orthodox Church?
You know, it's tragic because it goes both ways. It's a tit for tat. Zelensky's banning the Orthodox Church and the Russian occupied oblast. The Catholic and evangelical churches have been shut down and banned. And that's why I wanted to come on your show today to talk about, Alex, also what the IDF is doing to Christians. There is a global war against Christians. We have IDF snipers shooting and killing an elderly woman and her daughter as they're coming out of church to go to the restroom. And then the 7 Christian men that come to help.
Well, let's stop right there because I want to give you a lot of time on this.
Yeah.
Set the table. You can go as long as you want on this.
Okay.
That's why I wanted you said, can I come on months ago? I've been saying, please, please, you've been so busy.
Yeah.
And you sent me a bunch of videos I saw that brought tears to my eyes. And Tucker did a big interview where he talked to a Gazan priest. And he was explaining what he was seeing, that and we've got some clips coming up next segment when we have more time. But just talk about your group, your trips to Gaza, what you witnessed, what's really happening, and then we'll get into all this.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to set the stage, Alex. When the terrorist attacks happened, the Vulnerable People Project, we provide armed security and we install cameras at churches in Nigeria that are have been threatened by Boko Haram and other extremist organizations. The day after the October 7th attacks, I greenlit and VPP went and paid for armed guards and security cameras for synagogues in Africa where they were open to threats from Islamic extremists.
That's Boko Haram.
Yeah. And so this is something we've done, and it's very important. And we want to stand with the most vulnerable communities in the world. But the way that Israel has responded to these attacks has been brutal, and in fact, it is a genocide and ethnic cleansing. And most people think of this as a war between Islam and Judaism or Islamists and the IDF. But the reality is, who's being kicked in the face? Who's being brutalized the most? And it's the Christians. And why is that? The Christians live in northern Gaza. Israel seems intent on ethnically cleansing northern Gaza. That's where the Christian, all the.
And by the way, guys, pull up the graphics we haven't shown in months that shows the carpet bombing from the north down to the south of Gaza systematically. Show that for TV viewers. Go ahead.
Every church in Gaza has been destroyed, including a monastery that was built during the Byzantine era. Every church has been destroyed. 80% of the Christian homes have been destroyed. Around 10% of the Christian population has been killed. We've had sniper attacks on Christian civilians. Just 2 days ago, we had in the West Bank, in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus Christ, we had a Christian Palestinian woman have her home. Her home was seized. Her and her mother were attacked with stun grenades, beaten and arrested, and their property was taken. And we want to give a petition to President Trump, freealice.org. We want Alice to stay out of prison. She was just freed right before I came on the air. Freealice.org. If you want to stand with the Christians, the oldest Christian community in the world, please go and sign our petition. We're going to give this to President Trump because he needs to know that the oldest Christian community in the world is being ethnically cleansed and is being brutalized. And Alex, I want to let you know about this community. One of the most beautiful things that we know about the Palestinian Christians is that they are the descendants of the first century Christian community. Palestinian Christians descend from the Jews that accepted Jesus. But we know from scripture when we hear about the upper room, what's really striking about scripture is who was in the upper room? Romans, Medes, Greeks, Asians, Africans. So the Palestinian community is not only do they descend from Abraham, not only do they descend from the families of the apostles, St. James himself walked among and was related to their ancestors, but also the Greeks and the Asians and the Africans and the Medes and all of the Libyans and Egyptians and everyone that we know from scripture that was in the upper room at the earliest birthplace of the church, they knit together this beautiful community. And so now we're seeing in India, in one state alone, 280 churches out of 340 were burned in the past year. We saw Artsakh, one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, ethnically cleansed by Azerbaijan, but they were armed by Israel. So this war against Christians in India, in Nigeria, now in Israel, in Artsakh, and now Armenia is looking like they're facing a war with Azerbaijan. There is a global war on Christians.
Even the UN has admitted that attacks on Christians the last decade have doubled, and Christians were already the number one target group before that. There is a war worldwide on Christians.
The world worldwide. And here we are, Alex. Look, we've suffered our fair share of persecution. We're seeing what the rest of the world has always had to deal with. We're living with what our ancestors fled. Here it comes. But still, we are the freest, most prosperous, privileged Christians in the world. The fact that I can come on the Alex Jones Show and say the name, I can say the name Alice Kisaya. I can say her name. And we can advocate for her. Just like Alex, you let me come on here and stand up for the Uyghur Muslims that were being worked to death, millions of them having their organs harvested. I got to come on this show and advocate for the Uyghur. I got to come on this show and advocate for the families of Lahaina. I got to come on this show and advocate for our Afghan allies. Well, I'm on this show now saying Christians around the world are being brutalized. And there's an alliance. We see an alliance between these ethno-nationalist states, India, Azerbaijan, Israel, and their war against Christianity, because Christianity, ethno-nationalism crushes on the rocks of ethno-nationalism, because, Alex, as you're always talking about, we're about the dignity of the human person, the incomparable beauty and dignity and worth of the human person, whether it's a A Jewish child, a Yazidi child, a Palestinian child. What do we see? We see a child of God. You know, God doesn't see your children, Alex. He doesn't see my children. He sees his children. When he looks at the tragedy of Gaza, and then you hear, this is something else that burns me, Alex. A lot of these never-Trumpers that are just so offended at Trump's tone, I think of a guy like Eric Erickson, tweets out, flatten Gaza. Flatten Gaza. You want to ethnically cleanse people? You're going to just tweet this out? But if you try to, like, right now, go Google Alice Kisiya, K-I-S-I-Y-A, you probably won't even find it on Google. It wasn't even Googleable 2 hours ago. They're censoring it. They're hiding this because they don't want you to know there's a brutal war on Christians, not only in Gaza.
But and what percentage in Gaza is Christian, like 20%?
Well, no, in Gaza it's much less, but you have to think, Bethlehem itself, when Israel became a state, was 72% Christian. And now there are almost no Christians left.
Well, and there's also disinfo out there. Right when this all happened, right after October 7th, I was on with Steve Bannon and Eric Prince, and I said, don't go in. It's a trap. Iran wants this. I know Israel got attacked, but Israel stood down. Israel should be investigated. I think Biden gave money to Iran. I think it's an inside deal. This is a clash of civilizations. But I said the only way Israel could win this is to carpet bomb and kill everybody to be able to get Hamas, and that will be a war crime. Don't do it. People took the 17-second clip of me wargaming. They could go in and drop MOABs and totally destroy it. I wasn't endorsing that if you watch the full clip. I've always been against this, and I think it's a setup and a trap.
You were right on this issue, you know, harder, more forcefully, you know, going back decades more than I was. And
I mean, there's 20-year-old clips of me saying this.
Yeah, no, you know, I saw that clip myself, and I had to take a double take, and then I investigated and realized I have an article coming out of Chronicles Magazine tomorrow where I make a similar case. I'm like, here are the only two responses that a conservative can have. One is that we're in a civilizational war. Ethnic cleansing is the only way we defend ourselves.
Well, that's what I do. And you're not calling for ethnic cleansing. You're wargaming.
I'm saying it. This is what people think.
But they'll take that clip out and say.
Of course they will.
Yeah, Jason Jones just called for, you know, killing everybody. All right. But that's what these deceptive people on the left and right do. But go away. When you see a short clip, folks, go find the full one. They'll probably edit this and say we said kill them all. Seriously, they will now. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well drilled. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you got interrupted, Jason Jones. Great filmmaker here in studio with us, and author, and human rights activist, Christian. Looking at this, you were getting interrupted about wargaming things, about as a Christian under attack, the different tacks we can take. What would Christ do versus what men would do? You got interrupted.
Yeah, no, and I just laid out that there are only two ways to look at what the IDF is doing. One is to be repulsed and say that this is an ethnic cleansing and a genocide, and that they are undermining Israel's long-term interests, which is something I believe. Or you could say that we're in a civilizational war and that we have to ethnically cleanse, Israel has to ethnically cleanse Gaza, commit these atrocious crimes. It's a tragic necessity. These are the only two positions one could look. But nobody, and the reason I wrote this is because I'm a veteran, and I see the Secretary of State, I see members of Congress, I've even seen generals say that Israel is the most moral military in the world, throwing our own men. And then they say even more moral than the United States.
That's horrible.
And they throw us under the bus. My son fought in Iraq and Syria. I'm a veteran. My dad's a veteran. My uncles, my brother, my dad, all of us. And you're saying that the IDF, which is sniper shooting Christian women in churches, which is
And using AI to direct drones.
Yeah, double tapping children, shooting newborn children in the head and then double tapping them. So we know it's not a mistake. Rape. It's being censored in the United States, not in Europe and not even in Israel. But they're raping Palestinian prisoners. And the only debate in Israel is whether or not this should be policy, whether this not should be, we should systematize the brutalization and rape of Palestinian prisoners. So this is a great tragedy. So to say that this is the most moral military in the world is a lie. In fact, Alex, when we were in Egypt, we set up clandestine studio in Cairo where we evacuated Christians from Gaza. We interviewed them on their experiences. When you look at footage of Gaza, the only thing that you can compare it to is Iraq after ISIS. That's it. I've been in Ukraine. I've walked through where, villages that Russia attacked. The only thing you can compare Gaza to that I've ever seen in my life is Iraq after ISIS or Lahaina after this tragic fire. I mean, it's just completely devastated. And there's no thoughtfulness to civilians. They're targeting aid workers. They've killed more journalists in this war than in all of World War II and ever.
But we have the footage of people with white flags that are teenagers just walking up the street and they vaporize them with a drone.
Yeah, they shot their own hostages. Thinking they were Palestinians, they were naked, waving a white flag, and IDF snipers shot and killed their own hostages because they thought they were Palestinian civilians. How in the world anyone thinks this is beneficial to Israel's national security is foolish. And you can look at the...
It's destroying Israel's name around the world. And I'm not an enemy of Israel.
No. No, look, here's the thing. The people of Israel, the people of the Middle East have been ambushed by history. You had World War One and the collapse of the Ottoman Empire.
They're caught between different powers, just like Ukraine.
Yeah, and they're being used. I wrote an article in early in November saying that the Palestinians need true friends, and their only hope for true friends in this world would be the Israelis. And the Israelis' only hope for true friends would be the Palestinians. Because you have Iran. Do you think Shia Iran cares about the Palestinian cause? Do you think they care about Arab Sunni Christians? No one thinks that.
No, they hate the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah. Do I really think that our power structure cares about the Palestinians or the Israelis? You know, I wrote this book, Alex, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, after visiting the hospitals in Kyiv and room after room, a former Soviet prison, room after room after room after room with young men missing arms, missing legs, missing eyes. And you look at Gaza, 15,000 children dead, 20,000 missing. They're not playing hide and go seek. If you want to know the brutality of the globalists, look to Ukraine. Look to Gaza. They're not thoughtful at all to civilian casualties. Our own State Department lacks the moral courage to call Israel out for their atrocities. Our mainstream media lacks the courage. And this is it's quite tragic. But the biggest tragedy, I think, is the silence of Christians in the West. We were silent when ISIS was eradicating the first century Christian community of Iraq.
And our government was caught funding them.
You know,
Trump shut it off.
That's what Kurds told me. They said, hey, we're told we can't protect these communities at times. So you have ISIS using American weapons to slaughter the first century Christian community of Iraq. You have the second century, third century Christian community of Artsakh being ethnically cleansed by Azerbaijan with weapons provided by Israel. Now you have in India, Modi turning a blind eye to the burning and destruction of hundreds and hundreds of
people. That's right. He invaded Kashmir to stop the Muslims attacking Hindus. That's great. But he's just letting Christians get slaughtered.
Slaughtered. Turns the other cheek. And here's the thing. You know who those Christians are in India? A lot of them, they're the descendants of the Jews that Thomas, when he went through Iraq and he went to India, the Indian Jewish community, there's an Indian Jewish community that goes back to the first century. These are first century Christians that are being targeted. And the silence of the church.
I did notice that those groups look a lot whiter when you see them getting killed by the Muslims.
They really do. We have a video, Alex. If we could show video number four, if you look at this young woman, she looks, you know, she looks almost Caucasian. This is a Palestinian Christian woman.
Well, there she is.
Yeah. Her church was destroyed. She was in the church. Her and her husband were wounded. She lost family members. And what was amazing about this young woman, Alex, can they hear the audience hear this or no?
We play the audio. Start it over, guys.
I've never seen a dead body before. The first one that I saw was a 5 months old, and I couldn't but like see my daughter in her. And I was like, what if this was my daughter? Pictures of Jesus, crosses hanging everywhere, and they didn't care. They started setting the building on fire. They did not care if this house is like for Christian people or anything. So, which means that Christians and Muslims in Gaza are treated the same way. We couldn't believe that Israel bombed the church.
I want this clip up front too. And the clip of him earlier. We're live right now, but we're putting this out on X and Man Up Video.
Like, these are IDF soldiers wearing that woman's underwear, having a party in her house. And they put it on social, and she had to see this. Them wearing her underwear.
You were so sure that nobody's gonna target a church. So you just took your kids, took your family, and just went there. Just to get targeted mercilessly and killing innocent people who had nothing to do with anything with what's happening. They had like a piece of my underwear between these bottles and an unshot bullet. They just placed it there. They dressed in my underwear. They sabotaged everything. People are trying to give you the wrong idea that it's not that bad that's happening in Gaza, but no. We have no food. Actually, people are dying from starvation because Israel is not letting food
average
come
calories
to the
a
north
day, Alex,
of Gaza.
Is 250 calories
in the north.
A day.
My family is
last
still
a couple about 2 months ago. I did
food.
For 7 days.
People
I did 1 week in Gaza where I ate 250
so
calories a day, and I lost 12 pounds. This has been almost a year now. And the Christian community in the West has been utterly silent, and it's heartbreaking. Not only have
what Pastor Hagee hasn't talked about it.
No, I mean Pastor Hagee. Makes a career of calling for genocide. He openly calls for ethnic cleansing and genocide.
Well, you know, I mean, what Netanyahu's doing, he knows, is demonizing Israel around the world. And then he knows that once all that pressure targets Jews around the world, that will just push more Jews to Israel. This is a very cold-blooded plan.
Do you know what this young woman said to me? I couldn't believe it, Alex. She said to me in the interview, we have a longer interview, I asked her what one of her greatest fears was. And she said, one of my great fears is that there's going to be so much hatred fomented against Israel that Jewish women and children and civilians will suffer the way that my family suffered. And I said to her, how can you be so gracious? I said, if what happened to my family, what happened to your family happened to my family, I wouldn't be thinking that way. And she said, well, I take the gospel of Jesus Christ seriously. And that was that woman's fear.
Well, how bad is it now? Because it just gets worse and worse. I mean, what's going to end up happening? They pushed them all to a tiny little area now.
Yeah, and they're not going to leave. So the Christians in northern Gaza said, under no circumstances will we leave. This is our home. This is where our cemeteries are. This is where our churches are. This is where our family has lived since before the time of Christ. And we're not going to leave. We will stay. We may stay here dead. We may stay here ashes. But we're not leaving. And this is, and so.
And then you've got, and I like Trump, but you've got his son-in-law on TV saying we're going to make this really nice golf courses and condos.
It's well, this is, it's unbelievable. There's this powerful movie from, I know you know it, Alex, from the 1990s called Life is Beautiful. It won the best picture. It was the first foreign film in like decades that won the best picture. And it was about the Holocaust. And there's a scene where these, Italian teachers who were fascists were discussing back and forth a math problem that dealt with genocide, but they were talking about it in the interest of the problem, not the content, the genocide. And when you hear people, quote unquote, people on the right on social media fantasizing about genocide, fantasizing about ethnic cleansing, fantasizing about golf courses on the ashes of an ancient community that has lived there for millennia, it's really unbelievable. And I think of something that the great anthropologist from France, René Girard, said that whenever these contagions of violence sweep a society, people who aren't swept away, they always think the same thing. I thought we were different.
And let's expand on that, because I've not lessened what's happened in Gaza. What is it, like 70,000 dead now?
Yeah, I mean, we're approaching that.
So
at the real numbers.
Yeah, let's say 65, whatever. But if you pull back from that, Ukraine's probably 1 million if you count both sides. That's and we're about to have nuclear war. That would be billions. But people see the war, they see bombs, and they can humanize that. But 35 million, the insurance actuaries are, died from the shots now.
Yeah.
And so to me, the globalists have learned how to be very covert about what they're doing.
Yes.
And you know, so that's something I try to say, hey, the Gaza's important, but how do you humanize what the medical tyranny's doing?
Well, you know, and
or abortion, 65 million, 66 million dead Americans.
Well, you know, you just hit the nail on it. There's my book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, links all of that. And I don't know if that was a softball pitch for me, but I appreciate
it. It's a beautiful book. I can't wait to read it. I know I wrote the foreword to it, but I saw some of the notes. I want to read it.
Yeah. Well, I really thank you, Alex, because what happened is, as you know, in Hawaii, I was, I think, the first person in the United States arrested for leading an anti-COVID lockdown. Wasn't something I was seeking to do. I just saw my state being brutalized. We were standing up. Never thought I'd be arrested. Then we launched the Film Your Hospital movement. The fraud in Hawaii where they had pretended to be doing COVID tests, but they actually wouldn't test people. And so what is the link between the Great Reset and the war in Ukraine? Or what is the link between the vaccine and Israel, which was the most pro-vax country on earth? Well, it really struck me. You would think, Alex, that after COVID and after everything else that we've experienced, I would have already gotten it. But when I was walking through these hospitals in Kyiv, a former Soviet prison, and room after room after room was filled with wounded boys, with their wives. I saw a boy, no arms and no legs, and his wife was there, and they put the baby on his chest. And then you go into the media and you see the same neoconservatives that were cheering for war in Iraq.
Their kids aren't there.
No, their kids are not there. In fact, when I opposed the invasion of Iraq, I said, you know, my son will end up fighting here. He was like 9, and your sons will never fight there because my family serves. And sure enough, my son fought in Iraq and Syria. I don't think that, you know, David Frum's son served or Bill Kristol's son served. But it really struck home that this, the globalists are vicious. They are brutal.
Yeah, it's obvious they don't just care about us. They care about hurting us. They enjoy it. So people can get the book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, Jason Jones. Find it on Amazon. Find it on your website. Let's play a little piece you put together, a clip 9, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Then I want to talk about the new film Reagan that you say is amazing. The trailer looks incredible. I know they've sent me the presser. I got it a few days ago. I need to watch it. I'm probably going to try to watch it tonight. I've just been so busy with all the coverage and working at night. But let's play that clip.
There are now more than 118,000 cases in 114 countries. COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
This is a great trailer, but it's mainly for TV. We're on a lot of radio stations, but it just shows a lot of the shocking images of what happened during the COVID lockdowns. All the Black Lives Matter brainwashing, everything that we went through, they want us to forget. Dehumanization. Factory farm humans. Abortion Planned Parenthood, the communists. The lithium mines. The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, Jason Jones.
Yeah, Turning Point USA is doing a big scholarship essay competition around the book this summer.
That's great.
Program. But Alex, you know, this book is really, your audience and you have been leading the battle against the Great Reset for peace. And that's what this is about.
Hey, we're Team Humanity or we're Team Demon. That's what it comes down to. Shifting gears now, Jason. The time we have left, we've got a big guest coming up, just like yourself, awesome guests that are still Emmanuel with a lot of breaking news and her trip to Africa and more coming up next hour. But I taped a special report with her. People don't want to miss this. It's powerful. She was on even more on fire than usual. That's the fourth hour. Then Owen Schroyer returns today, 3 p.m. Central, in an hour and 11 minutes from now. Let's talk about the movie Reagan that I know you're involved in and that you're saying is amazing. We're going to get some of the actors on from the movie. It's just I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so my friend, a good friend of mine, was a producer on this film, and I was supposed to be in it. I had COVID the week they were shooting my scene, so I missed on my big chance to be rescued by the young Ronald Reagan. Stars John Voight, David Henry.
Oh, you're going to be the guy he rescued as a lifeguard.
Dennis Quaid, yeah, I was supposed to be that guy. That was my big chance at stardom, and I missed it thanks to COVID. But I could not believe how powerful this film was. And the nostalgia.
And they're censoring it because they're scared of it.
They were on Facebook is censored. I mean, it's unbelievable. Not only did they censor it, then Dennis Quaid went on Rogan, and then they took the clip of Dennis and Rogan talking about the censorship, made an ad, put it on Facebook, and they censored that ad. They're so brazen, and they're afraid of a movie, and it is just a beautiful biopic.
You can't even make a movie about Reagan now.
No, you cannot, and it's such a charming movie, and it's really about Reagan through the eyes. It's the movie is a look at Reagan through the eyes of the KGB, who had been monitoring him since 1951. And in 1951, a young KGB officer identified Reagan as the number one threat in the world to global communism, and his supervisors thought that was a joke. And so the film is, it's a look at, it's John Voight basically sharing, and he plays the KGB officer as an elderly man looking back at the Reagan that he discovered.
By the way, not to toot my horn, but I haven't seen the film yet, and I knew about the true story of that. I'm not trying to. The globalist 8 years ago dubbed me, other than Trump, the number one threat. That's why they did all this. And again, because they're really smart, they can see where something's going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're very, and you are. And you have been.
Well, I don't say that to brag. Listeners need to know the enemy hates us, and they see that in the operation. Not even me. It's this operation. It's the info war. It's the idea.
Well, and you know what it is, Alex? It's humility to acknowledge the responsibility of the position you're in. And I think that Ronald Reagan, as a very young man, also realized that his destiny, fate, had placed him in this position where he was going to be the man to bring down the Soviet Union. In fact, he was. And this was something.
And by the way, it's been declassified. Herbert Walker Bush didn't think he could do it and couldn't believe it when the Soviet Union fell and got pissed because they wanted to have that enemy.
Yeah.
And now look at Russia today. It's not perfect, but it's becoming more and more Christian. It's standing up against the LGBTQP. Let's go ahead and roll the trailer for Reagan, which comes out on the 30th, right?
Yes.
I can't wait. I want to see it in the theater, but I'm going to watch it at home tonight. I've had it in my inbox for a couple days. Here it is.
Welcome to your life.
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I will be frank with you that as a citizen, I would not like to see any political party outlawed on the basis of its ideology. Because I still believe, Mr. Chairman, that democracy can handle it.
I was a brand new KGB officer, given my first intelligence assignment. A certain actor and union leader.
Dutch, there is a purpose for your life.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
It's my boy!
There's about to be another war right here in Hollywood. The commies on one side, the mob on the other. And you're right in the middle, son.
If you put as much work into your career as you do making your speeches, you'd have an Oscar by now.
Hello, I'm Nancy Davis.
Hello, Nancy Davis. I'm Ron Reagan.
I'm curious, Ron.
What would you say is the issue of our time?
No question about it. Communism and the Soviet Union.
Get in the game. Run for office.
It's you.
I'm running for governor, and I would like your vote.
I forgot your name.
Do his initials help, RR?
Honey, Roy Rogers is here.
And he's running for governor.
Ronnie, remember when we met? You told me that you wanted to make a difference in this world. You know what you have to do.
Governor Reagan again, typically, is against such a proposal.
There you go again.
But he was not afraid to take us on.
There's nothing a retired governor can do about the Soviets. But a president, now he can do a thing or two.
Welcome to your life.
I was a lifeguard on a river.
There's no turning back.
And I learned how to read the currents. Not just the ones on the surface, but also the ones deep underneath the water.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century, and I'm not going to fire a single shot.
You're going to blow up 8 years of diplomacy.
Well, if you think back out there on these in a while, you just wait.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wants to rule the world.
You're saying it's going to get an Oscar?
I mean, no, it should get an Oscar. Dennis Quaid should get an Oscar. It was an Oscar-worthy performance. I wouldn't bet on that.
And what's the website for it? Reagan Movie? Or?
Reagan Movie. Yep, that's it.
ReaganMovie.com?
That's it.
Well, I've had it in my inbox. I thought it was a DVD, but it's sitting in my inbox. I'm going to go watch it tonight. It just reminded me of that. But you know, Reagan wasn't perfect. He had a lot of bad stuff slipped through on him, like vaccine liability protection and aspartame and things, but he meant well. And that's what the deep state tried to kill him.
You know, Reagan saw his mission was to defeat the Soviet Union. And then in 1984, as president, he's the only sitting president to write a book. He wrote a book about abortion, and he saw that his first goal, he had three goals in his life. First goal was to defeat the Soviet Union. Then it was total nuclear disarmament. People don't know this about Reagan. We live in a world that can survive a nuclear war now because of Reagan. When Reagan was elected office, there were 60,000 nuclear warheads in the world now, and I think there's less than 10,000 today. And he also was very committed to defending the child in the womb from violence. He wrote a book on it called The Conscience of a Nation. And so Ronald Reagan was laser focused, but he made a mistake on abortion as governor. So this is a man who he'd made mistakes. he had laser focus, and I think he probably sold a lot of issues down the river to get what he wanted, what he saw as the existential threat.
Well, the left definitely hated his guts, just like they hate Trump. I mean, I think at this point, Trump is already greater than Reagan, though.
I mean, you'd have to say so, especially we need him now more than ever. Here's one thing I know about Trump, and I wrote an article about this, caused some controversy. I said, if we want peace in the Middle East, we need Trump as president. And people can point to all the things that he said. And I'm like, listen, here's what I know about the man. He is repulsed by war. This man is absolutely and utterly...
We didn't have any major wars when he was in there.
No. And he is repulsed by civilian casualties. And he will not subordinate the presidency of the United States to any special interest. And anyone that tries to subordinate Donald Trump is going to be shocked and surprised when they realize that this is never going to happen.
Jason Jones, come back in here soon. You got a lot of great websites. You got a new film you're shooting. And where do people find you?
Well, our website is vulnerablepeopleproject.com. I have a podcast, the Jason Jones Show, and I'm back on Twitter. I went off Twitter when they kicked off Trump. I just came back on at Jason Jones, VPP at Jason Jones.
And the new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Jason Jones, great to see you, brother.
I missed you.
God bless you. You live right down the road in New Braunfels. We got to get dinner sometime. All right, Stella Emanuel in studio, special report. You want to stay with us? We'll be right back with hour number four.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, America. Dr. Stella Emanuel here. Another time I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show, and I just want to be grateful to Alex for, you know, the opportunity and to come and talk to the American people. So today we're going to be dealing with a few things. Of course, my segment is called Bible Science and Current Events. So I'm going to be talking about some current events going on, and then of course I'm talking about some of the pandemics that are going on right now, and then at the end, the last segment, we're going to talk about what the Bible says about our and how we as we can stand and pray for the people and pray for our nation. The most important thing that I want to talk to you people about is mpox or monkeypox. It used to be called monkeypox. Now it's changed to mpox. Okay, WHO declared a pandemic on monkeypox. No, not a pandemic, an emergency, a global emergency of concern. Right now, as we speak, the Democratic Republic of Congo is actually inundated right now with monkeypox, and they say about maybe 400 to 500 people have died from monkeypox in the Democratic Republic of Congo. If you ask my opinion, I would think because Africa did not really take the COVID vaccine, this is a good way to take the vaccine, because right now they're already creating the vaccine, and there are a lot of countries right now are pledging a lot of monkeypox vaccine to sub-Saharan Africa. But of course, we also have monkeypox has been found in the sewer in California. There was an article that talked about in Detroit that, you know, they've had, yeah. In Detroit, health officials, Wayne County Public Health confirmed a case of monkeypox. The county first since the global outbreak in 2022. Here's the issue. The monkeypox that they had in 2022 is what they call the Clyde 1, Clyde 2 type. The Clyde 2 type was more sexually transmitted. The Clyde 2 type was less infectious. That means it was harder to transmit from person to person. But what they are finding right now is the Clyde 1 type, you know. The Clyde 1 type is what's happening right now in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And here's the issue. The Clyde 1 type is more infectious. It can be transmitted person to person, not just sexually transmitted like the Clyde 2 type was, but it can be transmitted person to person, and it's more deadly. If you ask my opinion, I would think there's done some kind of genetic modification or some kind of, you know, to make it more effective. So that's just my opinion. So, monkeypox, what I'll tell you about monkeypox, what are the signs? Of course, you're going to have malaise, fever, you're going to have a rash, a vesicular rash, like just almost like, it looks like chickenpox kind of rash. Swollen lymph nodes, you know, your glands will be swollen. You're going to have chills, headache, muscle aches, fatigue. And when the rashes start, you have these red bumps that have been very painful. They'll turn into blisters, and then they'll get filled with pus. Eventually, it will crust over and fall off. While you're having the respiratory symptoms, and while you're having this rashes on your body, until they're crossed over and fall off, you are infectious. Okay, now, monkeypox is not like COVID or flu that if you sneeze out in the air, it can affect somebody. It's something that you need close contact, like either with the blisters or with somebody's saliva or maybe semen or like, you know, close fluid contact to get monkeypox. You know, somebody was asking me, what happened if I go to Walmart? Can I just catch monkeypox by somebody sneezing on me? No, not really. It has to be like really close contact. Monkeypox can also be spread through like clothes, blankets. If somebody's been laying on the couch that has monkeypox and it's not been disinfected and you lay on it, yes, you can, for a while you can pick monkeypox. But most regular disinfectants, Clorox and everything, can kill the virus. So does washing in hot water can also kill the virus. So don't throw away your blankets and sheets because somebody caught monkeypox. Just wash them in hot water, clean them with a detergent, and that should be fine. Now, not everybody that gets monkeypox develops the symptoms. Once you are exposed to it, it can take maybe 3 days to up to 2 weeks for the symptoms to develop. But not everybody gets symptoms, and most times it's a self-limiting disease. That means it's going to run its course and go away. I know the rash really looks gross, but most of the time it will run its course and go away. But the current virus that is spreading right now in Democratic Republic of Congo, it's actually has, they say it has maybe like a 4 to 10% mortality, which I don't know. Sometimes when the WHO and these people say things, I kind of, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. But right now they say over about 500 people have died in Congo. So yes, the version we have right now is not like the version in 2022. The version in 2022, the Clyde 2 version, was less infectious. That means it could not be transmitted easily. It caused less severe disease. And they were actually, I don't even know what, it was less deadly. But what they have right now is more deadly. So maybe like 3-4% more deadly. 3-4% deadly if you contact the disease. And of course, people that have low immunity, children, people that already have medical problems, they are the people that are more likely to result in fatalities. So there are many people that will get monkeypox and have no symptoms. So this is not something that I think it's going to spread all over the place like COVID did. It doesn't spread like COVID. COVID spreads from you just sneezing in the compound, but you know, so I would not worry about the spread as much. It is less infectious, but when it does, it is more deadly than COVID. So what COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. They are sensitive to zinc. And zinc cannot enter the cell. And why I'm saying this, because right now we still have COVID going on. Many people are getting sick right now. They have this summer wave of COVID going on. And they are sensitive. COVID is sensitive to zinc because it's an RNA virus. I always say zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. That is why we tell people to get something like Covivites that had vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to help zinc enter the cell and help control COVID and most RNA viruses. But the thing with the monkeypox or the mpox virus is that it's a DNA virus. It's a heavier virus. So it is not as sensitive to zinc. So, but 2 years ago, when they started talking about COVID, when they started talking about monkeypox, as usual, I like to go on the NIH website and I see whether they've done any studies on something like that. And I found this study on the NIH website. Lancet also published a similar study. It says here that in the 19th century, pox, smallpox ravaged to the United States and Canada. At this time, a botanical preparation derived from the carnivorous plant Sericina purpura, it's actually called pitcher plant, was proclaimed as a successful therapy for smallpox infection. The work described characterized the anti-pox activity associated with this botanical extract against Vaccinia virus that causes monkeypox and the variola virus that causes smallpox. So in this study, they tried to demonstrate how Sericina purpura can be effective against the pox viruses, especially the Vaccinia and the variola, which is like monkeypox and smallpox. Chickenpox is actually a totally different disease from smallpox and monkeypox. Chickenpox is not the same kind of virus, actually, even though it still has the same pox look. Chickenpox is a milder disease. And somebody asked me whether you can get shingles from monkeypox. No, because chickenpox is not even the same kind of virus. So you cannot get shingles from monkeypox. So this thing called pitcher plant Sericina purpura, it actually was found effective as an effective remedy against smallpox and monkeypox. So 2 years ago, when we started hearing about monkeypox, we tried to get Sericina purpura produced. It took us a long time to find somebody that would produce it, but finally we were able to get one of our naturopathic doctors that were ordered this from the Amish that are growing it in the north. I tried to grow it on a ranch and it just didn't work out. So we prepared something called Pox Defense. It did not only contain the pitcher plant or Sericina purpura, it also contained echinacea. Echinacea is very good. It boosts immunity, reduces symptoms of infections, including common cold, urinary infections, candida infections. It also contains something we call astragalus. Astragalus also has help with allergic rhinitis, asthma, fatigue syndrome, chronic diseases, and another thing called Trimetes vesicolor. So these are the three things, Trimetes vesicolor, astragalus, and echinacea with Sericina purpura. We put it in Pox Defense. So if you get Pox Defense, it can help you to deal with the monkeypox virus that they are talking about, but it can also help to deal with many other viruses, cold symptoms, and basically build your immunity. So we call it Pox Defense Plus because it has other things. But the people that are producing this is like a small company, a small mom and pop, naturopathic company. So right now we've been in back order. So like we're in back order right now, like 200. So maybe they can produce maybe 200 in a week. And when they produce it, we ship it as we get it. But right now also we're trying very hard to see whether we can get it mass produced by a bigger company. So we're working on that to get just the pure tincture of Sericina purpura produced. So we found somebody that can produce it and mass produce it for us so that we can get it a little cheaper and also get it in bulk. Because right now I believe everybody needs to have it in their medicine cabinet. Don't wait till it crosses from Africa. We already have an article the other day that said that this same Clyde one strain of the monkeypox is already found in Sweden. So I do believe that this is going to happen and it's going to get to us. So I'm trying to get everybody to be prepared right now. So if you go on our website, drstellamd.com, you can see the Sericina purpura, the pure tincture, which is Sericina only. You can pre-order it because we're trying to get them to manufacture it and bulk so that everybody can get it and it can be a little cheaper than the the one that has also other immune defense. So the current pox defense that we have, pox defense plus, has immune defense for other things. So that is my advice right now to everybody. I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. I can't believe that in 2024, people are still not able to breathe because of COVID. It just sickens me. It makes my heart. I feel so bad. And the reason is because we know that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can treat COVID. And you should know by now. People are waiting till they are very sick and then they call and then they want you to see them right now. People are still ending up in the hospital, and I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please just listen to me. Go on drstellamp.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. Today, please. I'm just begging, because people call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the pox defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. If you can go to your doctor and they can prescribe it, hey, do it. But if your doctor says no, we have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox defense, for monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. This is all I've been doing in the past few years. When they say something new is coming, we go and start digging up, go online, go to the NIH website, find out what can help the people and prepare something that can help the people. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared. You're medically prepared. Don't wait till you get sick. The other thing I say about medical preparedness, if you go on my Twitter handle, it's Stella_Emmanuel. I'm going to kind of repost it again. I did a Twitter space called over-the-counter medicines you will need in an emergency. Prepare a solid first aid kit that has all the medicines you will need in an emergency over the counter, whether it's Tylenol, whether it's Benadryl, whether it's getting Band-Aid, you know, antibiotic creams, steroid creams. So we did a really nice space where we went from your head to your toe, what you need for fungus, what you need for athlete's foot, what you need if you get a sprain, what you need if you get allergies, if you get bit by something, everything. You need to get that, build a solid first aid kit. You see, I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine, and the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over, and I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me, everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Go to your doctor. Ask them to prescribe hydroxychloroquine. Fly to Mexico. Go to India, wherever. Just get it in your medicine cabinet because stuff is coming. This is the summer and we're already having all these viruses trending. What happens when the winter gets here? When we are moving towards the election, I can imagine what's going to happen. You know, I have this feeling that they're going to use monkeypox to kind of make sure that we don't use currency. They don't let you hold paper. I just came back from Africa two weeks ago, and there's so much digitalization, cashless society. The best way they're going to try to push this cashless society is to get you not to use money. Don't touch money with your hand because, you know, if you touch money, you're going to catch monkeypox, you're going to catch viruses or something crazy. So try and make sure that you get that right now. You know, get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. I have a feeling that the reason why they are trying to push monkeypox so much in Africa, they already have vaccines, is because Africa, the continent of Africa, they did not take the vaccine much. Why? Because when COVID was released in Africa, they had hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. They have it over the counter. The symptoms of COVID are just like the symptoms of malaria. And when people got malaria, they went over the counter. They bought camoquine, flavoquine, any of the quinones. They got quinine. They had all their herbal teas and everything. And so a lot of people did not get sick from COVID like that. And because the people did not get sick from COVID like that, a lot of people did not take the vaccine. So the vaccine did not enter Africa as much. I believe that they want to use monkeypox to vaccinate Africa, and they are trying everything right now. The goal of the globalists is to get an mRNA vaccine into every single one of us. People are already so scared because monkeypox looks gross and crazy, but please, if you are prepared, you will not be scared. You will not run to go take some vaccine or run to go take some genetic modification just because they release some other disease. One of the pledges I make to the American people is that whatever it is that they are doing, we're going to figure out how to thwart it. We're going to figure out how you can build your immunity against it, and we're going to prepare and produce something for it. I said that in 2022 when we were putting together the pox defense against monkeypox. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. Be prepared physically. Stock up food, stock up water. Make sure that if they lock us down, you can feed yourself. Make sure that you have like a charcoal grill, I say it, water filtration system, flashlights. If you get a small solar generator, they have like these 2,000 watt generators that you can buy for like $1,000, 2,000 watts that you can actually use it to maybe run your refrigerator if light goes out. We are in Texas. We've had two hurricanes pass through or two weather events, and there was no electricity for like 2 weeks. So learn to be prepared. I would advise you stock up food for up to a year, you know. No, do a garage sale, sell some of your shoes and toys and everything, and stock up food for you and your family. Learn how to grow your own food. Find family members that have like a little ranch that you can rent, maybe a little garden space. If you're in the city, you can actually grow food like in potted plants, you know, like in little pots. So I'm advising everybody, go online, Google how to do, urban farming, and learn how to farm, learn how to grow your own spices and food and stuff like that, so that you are not in a position where if they come against you, you're not going to be able to survive. Right now in Africa, they are destroying our farms. They are bringing fertilizer. They are destroying the soil. They are trying to give us genetically modified seeds. So if you can start storing your own seed so that you can grow your food and still be able to eat and be healthy, I will advise that. So that's my job, is to get you physically prepared, spiritually prepared. I'm going to come back to how you and I can pray for the nation, pray for what's going on right now, because we are in a spiritual battle. The spiritual battle that we're in right now is not something that we can only deal with fighting in the physical. So we can fight in the physical. We can have info wars like we do here, like Alex is doing right here. And we can also make sure that we're prepared medically, physically, food, and have a mindset of preparedness, so that way you're not scared of what can happen to you or what can happen to your family. I believe there's a trifecta pandemic going on right now. We have pox, we have bird flu, and we have COVID. I believe they are going to use bird flu to affect our food supply, because with the bird flu, they can basically just kill our chicken, kill our cows, make us eat lab-grown meat. So, you know, I can't even believe that these kind of things are happening in our generation. But that's the world that we find ourselves in. So if you are prepared, you know, make sure you have all the antibiotics you need. We also have an antibiotic pack that you can keep in your medicine cabinet if they get locked down. Right now, there are cyber attacks going on. There was a cyber attack a few months ago that affected pharmacies. You could not get your medications. So if there's a cyber attack, you're not going to be able to reach us. You're not going to be able to get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. And I don't know. We need to pray seriously, because if this woman wins, we are going to be in so much trouble. They're going to just really come down with their agenda 2030 and try to make sure that, you know, they kill us and genetically modify us and stress us out until we're going to be begging for food. When we get to that place, right now in Africa, like in Nigeria, they're starving people. And at the end of the day, they're going to try to bring universal basic income. One more thing that I want to talk about. Prepare your children. Explain these things to your children so that you don't go to school and somebody vaccinates them without asking you, or get them scared without asking you. So be open to your children and tell them the world that we live in right now, so that way your children will be aware of what is going on. So now, like I said, we have monkeypox going on in Africa, and it's coming up this way. We have bird flu. They are still monitoring our sewer for bird flu. And then we have the COVID flood, the flood strain, which is actually ravishing right now. Many people are getting sick. We are seeing way more sick patients right now. And so, conclusion, make sure that you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Make sure you get Covivites that can help you with all these viruses, because Covivites has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And of course, get Pox Defense. Or you can actually order, like I said, the Trifecta Pack, which has the Covivite, Pox Defense, and gummies for your children. Or if you're somebody that takes Covilite, just get Covilite and Pox Defense, you know. Remember, this stuff that I'm talking about is, you cannot wait till it's raining before you go and get an umbrella. You get the umbrella before the rain comes. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to be talking a little bit in the next segment about what's happening with the DNC and their, you know, occultic, you know, can't imagine that, you know, they have an abortion clinic right outside the DNC trying to kill babies. You know, so a lot of things are happening right now in our world. If you go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. Remember, do not be scared. Just be prepared for whatever is coming right now. I believe that with the election coming, they're going to find a way to lock us down so that, of course, they can do, you know, mail-in ballots. And we should be aware of that. The other thing I always advise people to do is share everything that we're doing, because share what, you know, I know a lot of you are already sharing this stuff. Share it with your family, share it with your friends. Try and help your friends also to be prepared, to get prepared, you know, and make sure that when something crazy happens, you're not caught up unawares. One thing that I was going to talk about too, about monkeypox. One more thing I was going to say about the monkeypox thing. They already have vaccines prepared for the monkeypox. What's his name? Moderna. Moderna was given several millions to produce, you know, bird flu vaccine. They have monkeypox vaccine. They're going to try to get the mRNA shot into you. Do not fall for it. Resist. I am so thankful that the patriots have been resisting this far. And it is only because we have been resisting. I'm not going to say that they are winning totally, because I think our resistance is giving them such a headache. And your resistance is very important. And you resist by not letting them get into your head and get you so terrified so that you jump in to go get some vaccine or something. Resist also by making sure you share the information, you share it with your family, you read on this stuff, know what they are talking about, share it with your family. Resist also by, you know, praying for the nation and, you know, just bringing your life to Jesus and making sure that God can help you to deal with a lot of this stuff. You know, so conclusion on this part, like I said, be prepared. Monkeypox, bird flu, and COVID is what they are planning for us between now and the winter. And like I said, we can help you. You can help yourself. Go online to our website. When you go online, you do a telemedicine appointment. They're going to check all your medical records and everything. We're going to ship it to a pharmacy, and then the pharmacy will send it to you. We cannot call in these prescriptions to mainstream pharmacies because they're not going to fill it. So we have to get it shipped, and this takes a while. So make sure that you're prepared. I can't stress this enough. Sometimes I say this and I can't stress this enough. I can't stress this enough on why people need to be prepared. Make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Fly to Mexico, go to India, wherever. Talk to your doctor. If you can get it anywhere, please. I don't want, it hurts me when people are still calling me in 2024 to say that they can't breathe and I should help them now. They need medicine now, or I should come get their family member out of the hospital. They have not changed the way they treat COVID. They have not agreed yet that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. They are still trying to make sure that they can depopulate the world. They can hurt your family members, get you stressed out so that you will accept the vaccine. So America, like I said, my segment is Bible, science, and current event. I'm going to be coming back in the next segment, and we're going to go into the scriptures to kind of relate some of the things that are happening right now to what's happening in the Bible. Because, you know, sometimes people don't understand that everything that is happening right now is already been written. If you study the Word of God, if you study like Daniel, the book of Daniel, you study the book of Revelation, you study Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, you will see that a lot of these things that are happening in our time have already been written in scripture. And if you know this stuff has been written, then it's easy for you to get prepared for the spiritual craziness that is happening in our world right now. And if you're prepared, you will be strong. The Bible says that those that know their God, they will be strong. They will do exploits so that way you're not terrified and thinking, oh my God, they're going to kill me. You know, after all, if you give your life to Jesus and you die, you get to go to heaven. So at the end of the day, I don't want you to be terrified and scared. I just want you to be prepared. Go to our website, drstellamd.com. Be prepared medically, be prepared physically. Get food, get whatever it is that you need. Get gold, get, you know, everything that you need. Use promo code Alex on our website and you get a discount, and we'll be back soon. God bless you.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, America. I'm back. Dr. Stella Emanuel, Bible Science and Current Events. In this segment, I really want to dig into connecting what is happening right now in our world with what's happening in the Bible. Because many people, I do believe that we're at a time when the devil has packaged himself like science and technology. And so sometimes it's hard for people to actually realize that we're in a spiritual battle. It is good for us to fight on the medical front, fight on the info war front, fight on the, you know, political arena, fight in the legal system. They are coming against us in all directions. But at the end of the day, the core of this battle is spiritual. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 6, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 6 verse 1, say, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as if it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. He that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I do believe that the seals in Revelation have been opened. So think about it. What was given to this white horse, or this entity that was sitting on the white horse? Two things. It was a bow and a crown. In some versions, they say a poisonous dart and a crown. What is the meaning of corona? Corona actually means crown. And a bow or a poisonous dart, I think it actually is the vaccine. So two things were given to the devil to overcome, to use to overcome the world. Corona, which is a crown, and a poisonous dart, which is the vaccine. I tell people, why are the seals getting open? The seals were being opened by the Lord Jesus. It was the Lord that opened the seal. You can read it in chapter 5. It was the Lord that was opening the seal. It was not the devil. It was God that was opening the seal. Jesus was opening the seals. Why should the Lord Jesus be opening seals and releasing calamity, or allowing the devil to release calamity on the world? You can go to the scripture that says that before we were afflicted, we went astray. Psalm 119 verse 67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I do believe that the reason why these seals are being opened is because we have gone astray from God. There's so much evil in our world, and it is time for the judgment of the nations. I know a lot of Christians believe that, you know, Jesus is just amazing and sweet and just love us. And, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it is true, because God loves you. John 3:16, he doesn't want you to perish. He wants you to have everlasting life. But what happens when a whole bunch of human beings refuse to love God back? What happens when a whole bunch of human beings refuse to accept what God, the price that was paid on the cross? When that happens, then calamity is going to be released on the world. You and I were given custody of the earth. The Bible says that God has given the world to the sons of men. He told Adam in the beginning, go forth, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. He gave us custody of the earth. You and I, human beings. He didn't say God gave custody of the earth to Christians. He said God gave custody of the earth to human beings. So what happens when human beings choose to follow the devil? What happens when human beings choose to do wickedness, to sin and have iniquity and commit abortion and kill each other? And what happens? Then it gives the devil legal ground over the world. What happens when human beings choose to live a righteous life, read the Bible, serve God and live holy? It gives God right to intervene in the world. So if our world is going crazy, it's because you and I have not given the right for God to intervene. So when there's been so much evil and iniquity over the land, judgment has to be released, because the Bible says that the accuser of the brethren, which is the devil in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 11, the accuser of the brethren will accuse you and I before God. And when you are accused and our generation is found wanting, when they weigh us in the balance and we are found wanting, judgment has to be released, because God is a God of justice. If you went to court and you found out that you were guilty, judgment will be released. So the issue is the voice of prayer and righteousness and holiness has to rise up on earth louder than the voice of sin and iniquity and evil. Right now, the voice of sin, iniquity and evil is sounding louder. Many Christians are living in sin, iniquity, smoking, drinking, whoring, fornication, just all kinds of evil, and they call themselves children of God. When you do those things, then you are giving the devil right into your life. The Bible says before you were afflicted, you went astray. Many people are going through a lot of affliction right now because they've gone astray. So when all this evil has happened in the land, judgment has to come. Judgment does not come in our generation, if God does not look at the evil that we're doing right now, the homosexuality, children getting raped, child pornography, kids getting just a lot of witchcraft and a lot of evil. If God does not look at this and say the earth is due for judgment, then God will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I'm saying? So God is a God of justice. So now the first seal, I believe, was opened in 2020. There has not been any other thing that happened on earth that affected all nations. This corona, which is called crowned, it was given and it went forth and conquered all nations. All nations came under captivity due to corona. Thank God in his mercy, in 2020 July, God used our voice, and I stood in front of the Supreme Court and I screamed, and God used my voice to just break fear over the whole world. It was just God's mercy, because if God did not show us mercy by now, I'm sure a lot of us would have, most of the world would have been locked down and all of us would be like, tiny little butts flowing through our bodies. But God still has mercy. And the way to access God's mercy is for human beings to cry out, to pray and ask for that mercy. You see, the second seal that is open in the book of Revelation 6, it said, and then went out another horse, and it was the red horse. Power was given on him to take peace from the earth. That seal too has been opened. Right now, as we're speaking, there are active wars in over 50 nations. I'm talking about guerrilla warfare, nations rising up against nations, kingdom against kingdom, wars everywhere in over 50 nations. There are active wars going on right now. So the level of warfare between nations has increased. So now peace has been taken off. Not just peace among, like in war, but even among people. Like, you see, America is totally divided. The left is this way, the right is this way. Families are fighting each other. All kinds of stuff. There's just too much rancor and too much craziness happening among families and friends, and husbands and wives are fighting, children are just there's too much disorganization and disorder among the people. So it looks like peace is being taken among us. It is time for us to unite and look at us, not as, I'm not talking about the elites. I'm not talking about the elite Democrats or Republicans or whatever. I'm talking about like we the American people or we the citizens of the world. We need to start recognizing that there is a spiritual force behind the division that is happening among humanity. And it is part of the second seal. Of course, the third seal that was opened in Revelation chapter 6, verse 5, is famine, a measure of wheat for a day's wages. If you listen to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all these people, they're already talking about famine. Monsanto has gone to Africa, has given their seeds and given fertilizer, destroying the land. Right now, those GMO seeds are being cross-pollinated by the local bees and destroying the regular seed in a way that people will have to go back to these people to get seed. Countries like, I say, Nigeria, they are starving. Right now, even people that want to go back to the farm, they have Fulani herdsmen, they have like, they have the Boko Haram chasing people away from their farms with machetes and killing people. So many people don't know how to farm anymore. And our food supply is being messed up. You know, I do believe they're going to use bird flu. They're already using bird flu to kill a lot of our chicken. They're going to use bird flu to kill our chicken. They might use that to kill our cows because cows who have bird flu, I know Dr. Brick said they should test every cow because they want us to eat lab-grown meat. If you go to the market right now, read what is on the thing and see, you see a lot of GMO seeds, GMO food, GMO meat. You understand what I'm saying? They are manufacturing meat in the lab right now for us to eat. You know what I'm saying? So right now, famine is coming. Food supply is getting higher and higher. And imagine if there is a disruptive event. I'm telling you, the groceries 2 days and the groceries are empty. That's why I tell everybody, stock up food, grains, rice, beans, things like peanuts, things that are high in value, and start learning how to farm because that is part of it. The fourth seal that is open is death and hell. People die from famine. People die from famine. People die from pestilences or the beasts of the earth, which is like, you know, all the viruses and the bacteria and everything that they are releasing. And also people die from death. And what I believe death is the sudden adult death syndrome that this vaccine has created. They're right now, they want to depopulate the world. So I do believe that something is happening that is really, really spiritual. The Bible already wrote about this. If you read the book of Revelation, as we go through this, you realize that over half the population of the earth is going to die. Between Revelation 1 and Revelation 14, easily half the population of the world is going to die. And that is why I tell people, you need to stop being afraid of death. The Bible says you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony because you love not your life unto death. The only reason why they are able to afflict humanity is because we are afraid to die. Once you stop being afraid to die, they cannot catch you anymore. And how are you going to stop being afraid to die? You have to recognize that we're living in this world. It's a transition. We're body, soul, and spirit. As our soul is here, it's just on a transition. In the next, you know, you're just here passing by. You're going to spend eternity either in hell or in heaven. So before, you're either going to live out of here by dying or you're going to live out of here by the rapture. What is the rapture? The rapture is an event that is coming. God is not going to allow the devil to corrupt every one of us. I do believe strongly. I'm not predicting. It's just my own belief from what I'm seeing going on. I believe strongly that between now and 2030, the rapture will probably happen. Because God is not going to allow the devil to corrupt all of humanity. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 24 that if these days were not shortened, no flesh will be saved. They didn't say no soul will be saved or no spirit will be saved. They said no flesh. If they have their agenda to have every one of us corrupted by 2030, they want the food supply corrupted, they want the air corrupted, they want everything we do corrupted, they want to put this mRNA in us by hook or by crook, God is not going to allow all of us as humanity to be corrupted. That was the immediate reason for the flood of Noah, because all flesh was corrupted. God is not going to allow all flesh to be corrupted. That is why the rapture would happen, where God would take out those that are still pure out of here, those that believe in Jesus, take them out of here, destroy these demons, and they were going to come back and live happily ever after. So at the end of the day, there is hope. But for you to partake of that, you have to choose sides between the devil and God, between the devil and Jesus. There are only two sides in this end times. There's no standing midway. You're going to have to either choose Jesus or by default, the devil will harass your life. That's what I'm telling people right now. And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. So one day I'm just crying out to the Lord and saying, you know, I'm just really heavy over my soul about people and the blindfold that is upon people. And the Lord gave me this song, and I want to sing it for you and hear it. It says, "Tear the veil, Lord, let the scales come off our eyes, that we might see you and know you as you are. If the living know what the dead know, they will run to Jesus as Savior and Lord. So Jesus, tear the veil, Lord, let the scales come off our eyes, that we might see you and know you as you are." My prayer for you listening is that God will take the veil off your eyes so that you might see, you might know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Because if the living knew what stood at the junction where you cross into eternity, if you knew what hell was about and how you qualify to go to hell, you will run to Jesus. So I pray that God will tear the veil off your mind and you will give your life to Jesus. And if you're listening to me, you've not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I just want you to praise the Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. I believe you died on the cross for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my personal Savior. Lord Jesus, just clean me up. Purge me. Fill me with your Spirit and use me for your glory. If you pray that simple prayer, and believe it in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for you, you will be saved. And after that, you need to start reading the Bible. Know God for yourself so that you don't get deceived. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the first, second, and third seal is open, but there's the beauty about the fifth seal. When the fifth seal in Revelation 6 is open, there are souls at the throne of grace. That means in the fourth seal, people die. It's death and hell. People die and go to hell. But the fifth seal is people that will die and end up at the throne of grace. So what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter whether 1 million people die or 1 billion people die, or it doesn't matter if half of the population of the world dies, because if you read Revelation to the end and you see the agenda of the globalists, it matches that people are going to die. So you decide for yourself, would you be those that would die and end up in hell, or you would die and end up at the throne of grace with Jesus? That is a decision you have to make. So I am not afraid to die because I know who I belong to. I'm not afraid to die because I'm a child of God. And you have to make yourself a child of God so that if something happens, if they hold a gun to your head, if they hold a jab and they're about to jab you, they hold a gun to your head and said, you know, we're going to kill you, don't just be screaming, don't kill me. Just scream, Jesus, Jesus. Because the word of God says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This event is going to happen when God is going to take Christians out of the world and then destroy these demons. And then those that refuse to accept Jesus will be judged too. So try to make sure that when the rapture happens, you're out of here, and then we're going to wait in disguise with the Lord until God finished cleaning this stuff, you know, remodel the world, and then we're going to come back. If you read the book of Revelation towards the end, I admonish every one of you to read it. If you read the book of Revelation all the way to the end, you will find out that by the end, Jesus wins. By the end, God is going to remodel this world, and we're going to live happily ever after, and the devil will be bound and cast into the pit. Guess who else is going into the pit, into the lake of fire? All those, you know, Nephilims, all these demons, all this genetically modified craziness, they will end up in the pit, in the lake of fire. Make sure that you're not one of those that is rebellious against God. Hell was not created for human beings. It was created for the devil and his cohorts. Make sure that you end up in heaven. You don't end up in hell. That is my thing for you, that you should listen. Make sure you're spiritually prepared. Prepare your family. Make sure you're reading the Bible. Know God for yourself. It is the last days. There's a lot of perilous times. There's a lot of evil happening in the world. One more thing I'm going to say is that we need to start praying. There has to be like a great, we need to start praying because this is a spiritual battle. And God only answers when human beings speak. When, if human beings do not speak, God does not, will not do anything. If you and I refuse to stand and take custody of our world and pray, then God cannot do anything about it. You understand what I'm saying? So how do you pray? First of all, you have to repent. The Bible says that if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not answer your prayer. Most people don't realize that the reason that God is not answering their prayers is because they've been sinning and they've not repented. Even though you've repented and given your life to Christ, on a daily basis when you mess up, come back to God in repentance so that you can be able to reach to the presence of God. Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 3 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save you. Neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities, what is iniquity? Iniquity is a habit, a way of sin, a sinful way of life. Our iniquities have separated us between you and your God. And your sins have hidden God's face from you that he will not hear. So it is not that God cannot answer prayer. It's just that if there is sin standing between you and God, God is not going to answer you. If you read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 11, it says, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation, strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. So the devil is standing before God day and night accusing you, saying, no, you can't answer their prayer because they are living in sin. They are doing this, they are doing that. So he's accusing you before God day and night while you're sleeping, while you're messing up. You think that, well, God is not seeing it. Even if God did not want to punish you, there is the accuser of the brethren, the persecuting attorney called the devil that is standing before God, reminding God of all your sins. So if you're going to intercede for the nation, intercede for Trump, intercede for the election, we need to come to the Lord and cry out for mercy. It says here that they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which is the word of God. Because you love not your life unto death. The way you're going to overcome the devil is when you're not afraid to die. And the only way you're not going to be afraid to die is if you know that God is in your heart. Luke chapter 9 verse 23 said, if you come to the Lord, for those that come to the Lord, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow after Jesus. How are you going to do that? When you start following God with all your heart, reading the Bible so that it will guide you. John chapter 15 verse 3 says, you are clean by the word that has been spoken to you. It is only the word of God that can clean our messed up mind, that can clean this nonsense that we call flesh, that can stop our soul that has been corrupted by a lot of worldly things. Because if you regard iniquity in your heart, Psalm 66 verse 18, God will not answer your prayers. But John, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you're going to come to the throne of grace, if you're praying for a child that is rebellious, you're praying for a family member that's rebellious, you're interceding for the church, you're interceding for the nation, you want God to come and interfere and stop these demon rats from taking over our nation, you have to repent. Because remember that the person that you're interceding for is sinning against God. If you have a troublesome husband, child, they are sinning against God and they have a right to be judged. But we can stand before God as ministers of reconciliation and say, Lord, have mercy upon them. When you read the book of Daniel and Ezra and Nehemiah, you will saw the way they interceded. So you have to come and intercede for the nation. Father, we stand in the gap for America. And I'm just going to kind of show you how to intercede for the nation, because we're going to need, I need all of you, every one of you. We need to be interceding for our nation. The voice of prayer has to rise up louder than these demons. When we do that, then we have a fighting chance. So we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring my brethren that are listening right now before you. I pray for mercy, oh God. Father, forgive us of our sins, the sins of our nation, the sins of our people, the patriots that are sinning against you. Father, forgive us, oh God. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you arise in this time and answer us. Arise and fight for us, oh God. God. Arise and raise up intercessors all over this nation. You that are listening to me, wake up and begin to decree the word of God upon this land. Wake up, ask God to forgive you of your own sins. Ask God to forgive America of the sins of our nation, and begin to pray that God in his mercy will show us mercy, that we intercede for our nation. Father, don't allow these demons to destroy us. We pray, oh God, that you arise and let your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. We pray for your hand of protection upon President Trump, upon people like Alex and all the patriots that are standing in the gap in the front line fighting for our generation, that you will save them, you will deliver them. I pray that the veil will come up people's minds, that they will see, they will hear the gospel, and they will be saved, they will be changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. I pray that I break the spirit of fear over your life in Jesus' name. I pray that the veil will come off you and the truth will set you free in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless every one of you. Listen, go to drstellamd.com. Be spiritually prepared. Be physically prepared. If you go to our website, get your COVID complete pack, get your antibiotic pack, get the pox defense, COVIDites. Make sure that you're covered for whatever they are bringing against you. Stock up food, stock up water. Make sure you're prayed up. Be prepared all around. And remember, at the end of this day, God will win this battle. Be strong, stay safe. Be one of those that is going to speak righteousness over our nation, because God is waiting for you to speak. We are the pen of a ready writer. Whatever we speak over our nation, that's what God is going to do. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.